Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
It's a weekly digest of all the most important health stories of the week. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office. We endeavor to look at both natural solutions and high-tech interventions. We put those all together for you each weekend, and we call it intelligent medicine. We've got lots of stuff on tap today for you. We're going to take a look at the prospect that aging itself may be a target for medical and nutritional intervention. It's not just a matter of preventing death from diseases like heart attacks, strokes, and cancer. It may be that we can attack the very aging process itself. Talk about that later. We'll talk a lot about exercise impact on anxiety, exercise's impact on the coming tide that is predicted by the World Health Organization of excess mortality because we're simply too inactive. 877-726-8255, our number. And, of course, one of the big stories today, this week, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, unanimously approved the use of the COVID vaccine for kids in school. The idea is that it's been added to the list of routine vaccinations that have been approved for use in children. And this has created a firestorm of controversy because what a lot of people are saying is that this is the gateway to making the COVID vaccine a mandatory vaccine, just like things like the DPT shot. You can't go to school without certain vaccines, polio among them. And there's a whole list of vaccines that many places require kids to take just to attend school. And they're saying that pretty soon they're going to require the COVID vaccine. And a lot of parents are up in arms. Yeah, I read some stuff on Twitter. You know, I put my hazmat suit on and I go on Twitter to look at some of the comments. You know, just like when you, for some people, they like to participate in orgies. Other people like to just watch. On Twitter, I'm mostly a watcher and I look at what people are saying. And there's a lot of concern about this requirement for kids to get vaccinated potentially. And I say potentially, and I'll clarify, because there's some misinformation on both sides about this. Some people are saying that they're contemplating divorce because, let's say, dad is very risk-averse, and he's saying that I want my kids to go to school without a vaccine, and I want them masked in classrooms, even if they're going to be the only kids in the classroom. Or even worse yet, I want my kids homeschooled. I don't want them going into that dangerous environment and coming home with the sniffles and then transmitting COVID to me or to the other kids, the rest of the family. And literally people are contemplating divorce when One spouse says, yeah, it's okay, you know, let the kids play, let them not use the mask. The mask is an impediment to socialization and learning. And, yeah, I'm not so keen on the shot. By the way, the shot, this is an unprecedented situation because it's been added to the list of approved vaccinations, even though it's only got an emergency use authorization from the FDA. It's sort of relatively fast-tracked. And it's a lot of people are concerned that we haven't fully vetted the new Omicron vaccines, the bivalent vaccines, and especially when it comes to kids, kids who have relatively minor infections. And, yes, there are some instances where kids get sick, very, very sick from COVID. And usually those kids are immunosuppressed kids, kids with various medical conditions, taking certain medications that suppress their immune systems. Perhaps they have pediatric cancer. Or maybe they have severe learning disabilities, which render them more susceptible to infections. So, yeah, it's a very hot and heavy environment when it comes to these recommendations for kids. Sometimes people are saying, we ought to make all our kids get the vaccine because then we can stomp out COVID. And other people are saying, no, that's not the case. We should have choice. Well, okay, so here's how it works. On the one hand, the CDC has made this recommendation. And from their standpoint, they said, don't blame us. We only make recommendations. Each school, each district, each state can make their own decisions. Take it up with them. And it's kind of a circular reasoning because then the schools say, well, don't blame us. We're just following the CDC's recommendations. Take it up with them. So we're going to see a real fractionation in this country as some school districts, some colleges, universities take up these recommendations. And others, you know, particularly, you know, it's a red state, blue state thing to some extent. Places like Florida where they're going to say, look, no way, no how are we going to have mandatory recommendations for our kids to get shots of a nature that has been relatively by long-term studies. So we're going to see a lot of controversy around that. And it could be worse. It could be worse because what's happening over there in China? Well, China's economy is really slowing down, and they're kind of hooked on growth, you know, high single-digit percentage annual GDP growth, and it's going to slow down, and in large part due to COVID, because their lockdown is draconian. And it's against all sense what they're trying to do over there. They're aiming for zero COVID. And I'll just read you an excerpt from the Wall Street Journal in terms of what's happening over there. In the case of a six-year-old boy who recently tested positive for COVID days after landing in Shanghai on a domestic flight, the government first placed 400 of the boy's close contacts into quarantine. 400. Then officials began tracking down secondary contacts, and they can do this because they have a tremendous surveillance system here of social media. They can track people. They've got cameras, and they've got facial recognition. Then officials began tracking down secondary contacts, people who had come into contact with others deemed to be close to the boy. Then authorities descended on an IKEA store after determining that a close contact of the boy had also visited the store, then left. Verified video footage showed people attempting to escape as security officers tried to barricade shoppers inside. They literally surrounded the building and shut the place down and carted the people off. The government tested 83,000 people in connection with the boy's case. One case. No one besides the boy tested positive, according to the city government. Now, the Chinese government, for its part, say that its approach to COVID has saved lives, and many Chinese support the controls. Officials state that around 5,200 people in mainland China have died of COVID. You know, I take that with a grain of salt, because the censorship there is tremendous. And it's hard to believe that so few people have died in China, because especially those scenes of havoc in the hospitals in China in the beginning when it hit Hunan and then all the big cities and everything shut down. Of course, compared to our more than 1 million in the U.S., that sounds pretty good. And Mr. Xi, the newly declared third-term leader of China, has labeled his effort against COVID as a, quote, people's war. It's a phrase that harkens back to the Mao era of revolutionary fervor. So, and, you know, incidents like this, a busload of people who'd been quarantined, they, 20-some-odd people were killed as it careened off a mountainous road in China. So, you know, COVID is creating a lot of fear, a lot of apprehension, a lot of division, and it's way over the top. 877-726-8255, our number. We invite you to call us right now. We're on the air. This is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness. Myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
60 seconds of service.
Sometimes it's the thankfulness that you can't see. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some veterans cannot see the stars and stripes, but thanks to a tactile Braille American flag, they can feel what's on it. And one was dedicated to honor blind veterans. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly helped honor blind veterans with a flag of their own. Governor Kelly said, "I'm pleased and actually honored to be here and dedicate this bronze tactile Braille American flag in honor of our veterans who are blind or low-visioned." VA Healthcare System CEO Rudy Klopper said, "We were just lucky on this day, on Flag Day, that we were able to connect with the veterans in the VA and get Governor Kelly out here to be able to dedicate this."
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. I've got a caller, John from Connecticut. Welcome.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hi. I'm a type 2 diabetic, 62. I'm on Lantus insulin. And I, you know, you were eating dark chocolate about a couple of years ago with the, I'm not going to say the brand name, but begins with an L, I believe it was, that you were taking it back then, right? Now you're on Flavor Naturals, right?
Correct, yeah.
I'm eating that also, the bars that you used to eat. They're not organic and everything, but I tell you, I, you know, my legs used to be tired and stuff, and it seems like from the waist down, because you're, Especially being a diabetic, your body has trouble circulating the blood down through your feet and then back up to your heart, you know? And just meeting the dark chocolate, I believe it just makes a huge difference. And I was just going to ask you, what's the – I know it's concentrated, and the, your sponsor right there, the chocolate bars they have and the cocoa. How much would I need to take of that compared to the regular bars of what, you know, that you used to eat?
Okay, that's a great question. I'm glad you're deriving some benefit. And paradoxically, you know, I think chocolate, that's the worst thing for a diabetic to eat. It's full of sugar. It's caloric. But there's actually scientific literature. I have a study in front of me I just pulled up. Use of dark chocolate for diabetic patients, a review of the literature and current evidence. And what they conclude here is that flavonoids in cocoa may ameliorate insulin resistance by improving endothelial function, hence maybe your legs feel better because the circulation's improved, altering glucose metabolism and reducing oxidative stress. There's also a beneficial relationship between insulin resistance and cocoa consumption. Clearly there is potential there for you. Now, the concern is you don't want to eat something that's very caloric. I would recommend that you take the cocoa powder. The cocoa powder comes in a big vat. You take a scoop, and you can – one of the ways I take it is I put it into a smoothie. You know, what you'd want is like a protein thing that's very low in calories, maybe to – as your base for the smoothie, because you don't want a lot of carbs. You do want the protein, and you do want the cocoa. And I think that that would be beneficial for your, you know, for your circulation. And the concern I have is that you're on insulin, and insulin always helps to helps people maintain their weight or gain weight. And I sure would like to get some more data on you, what's your height and weight, what's your diet like, because a very low-carb diet could help you reduce your dependency on insulin. Even a keto diet, you know, with virtually no carbs, help you get off the insulin if you're really type 2. Type 1, you need insulin. You're insulin-dependent. But type 2s, I really like to get them off insulin if at all possible. So there you have it. And that's a good segue to something that, yeah, we like to talk about here. Because if chocolate is your weakness, well, the real chocolate decadence of Flavin Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. And true story, I've been searching high and low for cocoa products that deliver meaningful amounts of healthful flavonoids with great flavor and minimal sugar. I used to go to the supermarket and, you know, search the shelves for them. But now I'm thrilled to have found Flavin Naturals cocoa flavanols. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. But you need to eat five or more ordinary dark chocolate bars every day to match the flavanols consumed in most of these studies, and you'd gain a lot of weight. But Flavin Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate. Their secret is sourcing premium, high-flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information, luscious recipes, and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's Flava, F-L-A-V-A, Naturals.com. And get 20% off with coupon code Hoffman at checkout at FlavaNaturals.com. Okay, a little postscript to what I was talking about earlier, that the CDC panel has urged adoption of the COVID-19 vaccine as part of the routine vaccination schedule for kids. Well, not necessarily going to happen everywhere in every part of the U.S., but probably some localities will adopt it, and that's going to create a lot of consternation for parents. Interesting coincidence. Pfizer, which previously offered the vaccine at a super discounted price at $19.50 per dose, when the U.S. made these deals to buy hundreds of millions of doses, the government's not going to buy it anymore. It's now going to have to be covered by insurance. So a lot of people, they won't pay, but the real cost, if you don't have insurance, will be $110 to $130 per dose. So Pfizer's going to be starting to make a lot of money going forward as these vaccines get routinely recommended and even, in some cases, mandated, because they're no longer going to be subsidized to that extent by the U.S. government. Going to be on consumers and insurers. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we're healthy? Extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and processes within our cells that change with age. SRW's cell range line, cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell to change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. Learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's srw.co. SRW, the science of aging well. SRW.co. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavin Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavin Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order
and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number, 877-726-8255. And a reminder, it's time to take your power back when it comes to your immune health. We can no longer rely on the complete efficacy of vaccines and medications as COVID continues as not a pandemic but an endemic disease. And there are other health challenges that are surely to arise. So get my special report, Immunity Reset, a personalized plan to pandemic-proof your body and build resilience for a long, healthy life. It's a companion of my thoughts during the pandemic, which I think have been borne out by the current situation. You've got to work on yourself and improve your terrain to make you a less hospitable environment for viruses and bacteria to take root. Just go to drhoffman.com and click on the Read drop-down menu, and then click Immunity Reset, and there you'll have it. It's a useful resource. It's a long, detailed discussion of many factors that you can empower yourself with to have better immunity and resilience. And, you know, speaking of resilience, you know, one of the things that I've vowed to do as they turn the corner on 70 recently is to continue my running. But an important question is it good for me? Is it destructive? Can it potentially grind up my knees and make it less likely that I can enjoy bucket list vacations, say climbing up a cobblestone street in Tuscany? So it's an important question, and to some extent it's addressed in an article that appeared in the Washington Post by Gretchen Reynolds. She's a science writer for the Washington Post. I sometimes don't agree with her because she's got a negative view on supplements, but she's an exercise maven. She's written a book about exercise, and she also, I suspect, is an aging baby boomer like myself, and at the very least a Gen Xer. And so she writes an article, "Does Running Really Wreck Your Knees?" And the tagline on it is that, contrary to popular opinion, distance running rarely causes knee problems in runners and often leaves joints sturdier and less damaged. And that sounds paradoxical because, you know, when you drive your car, you don't take it off-road in order to improve the suspension of your car, right? You know, and if you put 100,000 miles in your car, the undercarriage is less likely to be working well than if it's a brand new car. So this is mechanical stress. But remember that the car is not a biological entity, which we are. And we're continually in the process of breakdown and repair. That happens in our bones. Our bones turn over. There's a breakdown process and then a rebuilding process. And in our muscles, when we work out, for example, when we lift weights, do resistance training, we put strain on our muscles, and we actually engender a certain amount of muscle damage, but then the ensuing blood flow, the influx of nutrients, and the repair and the hypertrophy creates bigger, stronger muscles. And so does that actually happen in the knees? Well, they did a survey, and most people believe that running is bad for our knees. A survey published in the Orthopedic Journal of Sports Medicine found that more than half of the 2,500 respondents believe distance running damages knees. And, you know, it makes intuitive sense, right? Putting wear and tear on. So, however, they did study this, and they studied it in a group of 82 middle-aged first-time racers who'd signed up for the 2017 London Marathon. And so these were not professional racers. They were not like these Kenyan and Ethiopian folks who, you know, clean everybody's clock because they're superb marathon runners. They're amateur runners. And the researchers scanned the runners' knees before they began their training program, and then again after most of them completed the marathon. And what they found is that actually some of the damage that they found, because all of them had slight damage in their knees, because that's just age-related damage. Some of this damage had been reversed by training and racing. 2 weeks after their first marathon, the article in the Washington Post says, most of the runners' existing bone marrow lesions had shrunk, as had much of their frayed cartilage. So that actually was a beneficial effect, a repair effect. And so also what they found, they found that their knees were healthier than in the weeks right after the marathon, is that there was a repair process that occurred. Because when you run, they say, there's some minor lesions and tears and some shrinkage of your cartilage. But then in response to the stress of running, the cartilage actually bulks up thanks to the repeated squishing it receives during training. So this is a very cool phenomenon, which suggests that, well, look, results may vary, because if you've got really bad arthritic knees and you decide you're going to undertake a heavy-duty running program across pavement or challenging rocky terrain, you're going to mess up your knees. So we have to take this in a nuanced kind of way. And so I, when I run, and I ran this morning, and I'm always very attentive to the feedback I get from my body. It's not no pain, no gain. It's like, don't override pain signals. If you've got pain, especially as you're older, don't push through it, but push a little bit, challenge your endurance, and gradually ramp up. And don't do very sporadic bouts of intense exercise. Train towards your training goal. Maybe it's a 5K race, which is a significant but moderate distance and can easily be attained well into your 70s and 80s if you maintain proper training, cardiovascular fitness, optimize your weight, and maintain a certain amount of endurance training to keep your cardiopulmonary fitness up, as well as your musculoskeletal strength and balance. 877-726-8255, our number. Upcoming, what I think is going to be a very fascinating interview on the subject of anti-aging with a guy that I interviewed a few months ago. And it really leads us to begin to speculate that we may be able to extend life not just by preventing diseases, but by attacking the aging process itself. Looking forward to our talk with Greg McPherson, pharmacist and author of Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging, when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand-new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness: myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocol-for-life-balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol-for-life-balance for more information and to order.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning,
while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean car wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
About work, sports, and family that are less likely to talk about their feelings, according to the National Institute of Mental Health. They are also less likely to recognize or seek treatment for depression, which can manifest not only as sadness, but anger, irritability, or aggressive behavior. According to the American Psychological Association, men's mental health is especially underrecognized and undertreated in minority populations for many reasons, including stigma, lack of access to mental health resources, and perceived racism. AmeriHealthcare Atos, Ohio, says efforts to support men to seek health care should start by encouraging them to look at depression as a physical health problem and not just a mental health one. Depression can have a big impact on your physical health, making symptoms worse and also making it harder to get better. Don't ignore depression. This message is brought to you by AmeriHealthcare Atos, Ohio, part of the AmeriHealthcare Atos family of companies, a leader in whole person care that has been nationally recognized for offering culturally responsive behavioral health support. For more information, visit AmeriHealthcareAtosOH.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, when I took my run this morning, and it was a beautiful fall morning, chilly, but there was hoar frost on the grass, and I thought to myself, wouldn't it be great if I could just extend this run, this longevity, a few more decades, just so I can enjoy experiences like this. Well, that prospect is starting to loom as a real possibility with the advent of new research on the very process of aging, not just to prevent the diseases that kill us, but to attack the very process of aging itself. And we're going to talk to an expert, Greg McPherson. He is a rare combination of biotechnologist, futurist, and a pharmacologist, and he's spent thousands of hours researching cellular aging and meeting with global anti-aging experts as they slowly unpack the secret for how our cells age. And they're also exploring new ingredients to support healthy aging and improve human health span, which we'll talk about. In 2020, Greg wrote Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging. I interviewed him about that book. It's excellent. Very comprehensive look at the aging process, and it simplifies the science behind why we age and makes the knowledge that has come from these breakthroughs accessible. I recommend it very highly. And so here's Greg. And by the way, as a result of that interview, we forged a partnership to talk about some really innovative supplements that he's created to address the nine pillars of aging. So, Greg, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for having me on.
Indeed. So so aging itself, now there's the prospect that we can look at the mechanism behind aging and we can intervene, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. These very clever researchers are starting to unpack how we age and why we age at a cellular level and starting to identify that maybe it's programmed, and because it's programmed, we can start to perhaps modulate it as once we understand it better.
I recommend very much that people look at your book because it's very detailed and science-based with literally hundreds of references, the nine hallmarks of aging. But based on these nine hallmarks, you came up with a system of nutritional supplements. It's the SRW line of supplements, science, research, wellness, Find them at ScienceResearchWellness.com. What are some of the ingredients in the secret sauce for these different supplements?
Well, what we've done is taken an approach where we need support for the, I guess, these nine hallmarks or causes of aging at different times of our lives. And just like, say, we put sunscreen on to slow the appearance of aging on our skin, we're starting to understand that if we look after our DNA particularly, that it can slow the aging process down. It's actually DNA, which is in the degradation of the information on our DNA, which is actually the primary driver of aging. And that's what we need from our perhaps 20s to mid-20s. Our DNA breaks something like 100,000 times per day per cell, which is just phenomenal. But we have amazing repair and maintenance mechanisms inside our cells. So the formula that we've developed is called Cell One, and it's designed just to support those repair and maintenance processes, as well as look after that DNA, just take the pressure off so there's a little less injury day to day. One of the ingredients that I'm just a huge fan of, Dr. Hoffman, is an ingredient called hobamine. And hobamine comes from Himalayan Tartary buckwheat. And it,
Good stuff. Yes. We've talked about it from time to time. It's on my radar screen. Go ahead.
Yeah. So look, it's a fascinating molecule, and it essentially interferes with the, or prevents the damage that comes from oxidative stress. And it does it in a way that means we don't have to have too many antioxidants, because whilst antioxidants are great, if you have too much, it actually can be detrimental to the cell. So hobamine is a brand new molecule which actually helps people prevent that damage of oxidative stress without having to take too many antioxidants.
Right, and these are a very unique ingredients. So some of the familiar things, I think some of your formulas contain things like resveratrol, if I'm not mistaken, but there's also, correct me if I'm pronouncing it right, facetin, or is it physetin?
Yeah, I think it's, but I think both, physetin, I think it's what I call it. Physetin is a fascinating molecule. It's generally found in strawberries, but it is in a bunch of other fresh fruit and vegetables. Physetin does something quite unique in that it is toxic to zombie cells or senescent cells. And these are cells that build up in our body, and they produce a whole lot of inflammation and inflammatory molecules. And so by using physetin to relieve the body of and decrease the burden of these senescent cells, it has a really significant health benefit. And there's a huge amount of research going into that right now, and even for its benefits around COVID.
Yeah, and the buzzword around that is autophagy. And I actually just read something about COVID and even long COVID and autophagy. And the idea is that these persistent symptoms may be the result of the body's inefficient cleanup mechanism, which is facilitated by nutrients like physetin. Talk to us about the difference between chronological aging and biological aging. And can we ascertain what our biological age is? Because I just turned 70, but I feel younger. But can we actually, is there a metric to determine that?
Yeah, and you sound younger, Dr. Hoffman. So that's definitely we've got two ages, as you mentioned, the chronological age, which is the age we celebrate every time a birthday comes around. But a biological age is actually the age that our cells are acting. And they can be two very different numbers. And if you do things that are particularly healthy, like ensure that you exercise enough and you eat well, you can actually slow your biological aging down. And there are new special tests that you can take, which essentially give you that insight as to where your body sits and where your cells are. And that's pretty exciting, because what you can measure, you can manage. And so you can take a test, we call it a DNA age test. And it's a wee bit like, I guess, a leading indicator on how well you're traveling through time, how well you're aging. And you can do certain things, take certain supplements, which actually slow that process down, which is super exciting.
Is this something that is offered through ScienceResearchWellness.com?
It is, we certainly offer it. And we did a small internal trial with our supplements and managed over 6 months to reverse biological age by 2 years, which was a fantastic result. And so what we're doing now is we're doing a clinical trial in the States to look at whether we can improve on that, and we'll know those results in the next 6 to 12 months.
Well, that's pretty good. It's a short-term study that suggests there was, 2 years. Some people are going to say, I'd rather, drink and smoke and, sit and watch, football games all day long. but we're talking about cumulative benefits over time. And also, we're not just talking about longevity. We're also talking about health span. Can you talk to us about a health span?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the key target that we're all working towards. Because, all these diseases of older age that, we inevitably end up interacting with and dealing with, like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and cancer and cardiovascular disease. And what researchers are starting to understand is these are actually syndromes of cellular aging. And so a lot of research is going towards seeing how we can slow aging down so that we can actually defer these conditions like much further down the track. And so really what we're trying to do is go, okay, look, if the standard health span is like 70, which is the amount of time that you are in good health on average, if we can push that out 2, 3, 5, or even 10 years, the benefits to the individual is huge, but also the socioeconomic benefits to the population are just like massive.
And I must admit, I've been taking some of the supplements that are in your formulas, but I'm now going to ramp it up, take it up a notch by taking your specific formulas. How will our listeners know what's right for them? Because it seems like it's a system of several different supplements that are taken in conjunction with one another.
That's right. So what we encourage people to do is we've got cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, and they all address different hallmarks of aging. So cell 1 is looking after your DNA. Cell, and you take that from your 20s onwards, and then your mitochondria and the cellular energy that you have starts to decline in your early 30s, and you don't really notice it until your perhaps 40s, and when you start to feel a bit more tired and you don't recover from injury and illness quite so quickly. So you take cell 2.
I don't want to cut you off, but there's the cell 1 and cell 2 and cell 3, but you can find out more, and I want to make sure that people get the link on this. Just go to srw.co, not .com, srw.co, and you can get 20% off your first order and learn more about the science behind SRW and the 9 hallmarks of aging. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout. The offer ends October 31st at srw.co. We'll talk again, Greg McPherson.
Thanks.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. No curtain call for Boris Johnson. The former prime minister announced on Sunday he'll not run to lead the Conservative Party. That opens the door for former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak. He's the strong favorite to become Britain's next prime minister as soon as tomorrow, probably. Liz Truss quit last week after only 44 days on the job after her tax-cutting economic package caused turmoil in the financial markets and was rapidly abandoned and obliterated her authority inside the governing party. Russia is claiming Ukraine is preparing a, in their words, provocation involving a radioactive device.
Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made the allegation in phone calls Sunday with his counterparts from the U.S., Britain, France, and Turkey. In a televised address, Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky says the allegation can only mean Moscow has already prepared its own escalatory step, and he says the international community must make Moscow understand the world will not swallow it. Meantime, Russian-installed officials report building defensive positions in occupied areas of Ukraine and border regions, reflecting fears of a Ukrainian attack along new sections of the 620-mile front line. While the Ukrainian military claims Russian officers have withdrawn from the area, leaving newly mobilized, inexperienced forces to defend it. I'm Ben Thomas.
Former President Trump was in a campaign mode last night in South Texas at a rally outside Corpus Christi. Mr. Trump said the current administration is using the Justice Department for politics and corrupting the rule of law.
Before our very eyes, Biden and his left-wing handlers are turning America into a police state. And I don't even think it's Biden, to be honest with you. But they got some bad people around.
The former president told the crowd that Democrats continue to investigate his presidency with no negative results. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
United Airlines reported a $942 million profit for the third quarter after a strong summer travel season.
Chicago-based United said it expects to beat Wall Street forecast for profit in the fourth quarter, too. Airline executives say concern about inflation and the economy doesn't seem to be discouraging people from traveling. U.S. air travel is rebounding from the onset of the pandemic.
Jeremy House reporting. Last weekend, nearly 2.5 million travelers went through checkpoints at U.S. airports. That's the highest number since before the pandemic. International travel still lagging, though, but even there, United feels bullish enough to plan for more flights to Europe next summer. China's economic growth accelerated in the latest quarter, but still was among the weakest in decades as the country wrestled with repeated closures of cities to fight various outbreaks. You can check out the latest breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Overseas climate protesters are at it again, this time in a German museum.
We're in a climate catastrophe, says one of the activists from the group Last Generation, which has called on the German government to take drastic action to protect the climate and stop using fossil fuels, tweeted the two activists throwing what it says were mashed potatoes against the glass-covered Monet in Potsdam's Barberini Museum. The activists also glued themselves to the wall below the painting that was part of Monet's Haystacks series. The museum reports the painting was undamaged. This comes after earlier in the month, the British group Just Stop Oil threw tomato soup at Vincent van Gogh's Sunflowers in London's National Gallery. That painting was also covered and undamaged. I'm Julie Walker.
And find out more on these stories, log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council this November. I graduated from Stanford University and USC Law School. During my 4 years on the council, we have increased police staffing to the highest level in many years. The Nurpon open space has been cleaned up and a specialized team of law enforcement with mental health workers has been established. I want to continue this good work for the community. Please vote for me, Michael DeQuisto, this November.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2022.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your senior care consultant. I really appreciate you being here today. We have an excellent program today in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here. You know, we had a great conversation last time. I thought maybe we'd kind of pick up where we left off on the milestones of financial life. You know, last time we spoke of those times when you go from getting your first job to first home, children, making that good wage and so on and so forth. And we kind of built up through till about Medicare age 65, but we did not finish on through with full retirement age 70 milestones and age 72 in RMD. So I thought we might get into that a little bit today if that's okay.
That sounds excellent. And I really enjoyed our last conversation. I thought that was just super helpful. So a lot of things that were kind of light bulb moments for me. So that was good. So talking about retirement age, in thinking about that, you hear all of these numbers. So, 59 and a half, 62, 65. Now you're hearing 67, 68. What is retirement age? I mean, it sounds silly, but what is it?
Right. So it's a great question. So when people get their Social Security statement, and they used to send those out all the time. Now that's once every 5 years, unless you're over age 60. But anyway, you have three different numbers on that Social Security statement. One is what your Social Security estimate is at age 62, and what it is at full retirement age, and then what it is at age 70. So the full retirement age, if you're born after 1960, it's age 67. If you're born before 1960, it takes 2 months, shortens that by 2 months per year that you're sub-1960.
Hmm.
But that is the age that you could actually still be working, turn Social Security on, and not worry about making too much money. So this year, for example, if you made over $19,562 and you had started Social Security before your full retirement age, they would penalize you 50 cents on the dollar for everything that you make above that.
Oh, wow.
It is important to, not start Social Security before your full retirement age if you're planning on doing very much work.
So that makes it just about not worth it. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you're going to be a little bit over it, maybe it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But if you're still working your full career, it would kill you. I had one gentleman come to my office a while back, and he had been referred to me. And we sat down and got to talking about things. And he had just started Social Security the month before that. And he was like 64 years old and still working his full career. I said, stop, time out. Don't pass, go. Don't collect $200. Go straight to Social Security and stop that and explain it. And he was able to get it stopped because he had just started it.
But, okay.
Yeah, pretty big issue.
So once you start taking that, after a little bit, you probably can't undo it, right? I mean, you're
right.
If you take it, you take it.
It used to be you could, and there's still a small window of time, but it used to be if you paid back all the money you'd received, you could go back and let that Social Security start cooking again or resume that. But they've cramped it down quite a bit from what they used to allow.
So 1960 or after, your full retirement age is 67.
Right.
And so if you take your retirement, your Social Security income at 65 or age 62, you can do that, mm-hmm. and it's going to be less than maybe if you wait longer, which is another question I have for you.
Right.
But so if you do that, and you can do that, but you're still working a job, and you're making, let's just say, let me make up a number, $50,000. I mean, you're still working, you're still generating about $50,000. Well, everything over, let me round it to $20,000, everything over that, in this example, $30,000, you're taxed 50%.
Right. Yeah, if you're under age 67 at that point, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. Ouch. Yeah, that is huge. That is huge. So I guarantee you we turned a few heads on that one. So should people start their Social Security at their full retirement age, or should they have some considerations?
Yeah, well, absolutely. There are some things to consider. So let's assume you are 67 at this point. And, you know, you're thinking, well, I'm still working, but should I start Social Security or not? So the downside of starting Social Security is that you may miss out on that continual rise of 8% per year that you defer starting Social Security. But, you know, you'd also want to consider, you know, how healthy are you? What kind of longevity do you think that there'll be? You know, if you don't feel like you're very healthy, then maybe you want to start that a little bit sooner. And then what are your cash flow needs? Do you need the extra money or not? And another thing that's a huge consideration, that's where we do a lot of planning here, is that if you're too heavy in your pre-tax dollars, there might be some time frame and time window in there. And again, it's going to kind of, you know, be contingent on when you're going to quit working. But there might be some opportunity there to convert some of your money from pre-tax IRA or pre-tax 401k to an after-tax Roth. And we can explain that and talk about that a little bit further. But that can help potentially diffuse what I call kind of a little bit of a time bomb that could be ticking at age 72 when it's another milestone of an action you need to start taking called the required minimum distribution. And we'll get into that in just a little bit as well. But some folks more and more are starting to want to monetize some of that Social Security because, as you know, if you pass away, there is no residual benefit check there. Now, if a surviving spouse would be able to step up to the better of the two checks,
yep.
But there's no monetary value of Social Security beyond that paycheck. So some folks may want to start that Social Security check, still work at 67 or older, and maybe invest that money. Or they might just want to, you know, gift it to charity or whatever the case might be. But there is some monetary value if they actually put that money in their pocket and do something productive with it.
Okay. And what's the latest that you can start taking your Social Security?
Right. So, you don't even have to start if you don't want to.
Oh, okay.
If you're independently wealthy, you don't have to take Social Security. But
okay.
Realistically, there's no value to waiting till past age 70.
70, okay.
Right, because it's not going to keep rising at that 8% guaranteed rise on that paycheck past age 70. There's still cost of living adjustments and those type things, but the automatic, you know, raise every month that you're waiting to start it stops at age 70.
So I would imagine if you are in, you know, pretty good health, and let's say you have a job or a career or, you know, something that you do that generates you an income that pays your bills and it makes sense, I think I would just keep – and guess what? A lot of people are a young 67, 68, 70 years old. I mean, they're in great shape. They're still working. They still have careers. And so I would imagine a lot of folks, myself included, I'll probably be working until I'm 70 because I enjoy what I do. I might be working longer than that, but I think – so if you're in good health, it would make sense to let that max out to 70 before taking it.
I agree in a lot of situations it is, and especially for business owners like ourselves. You know, we don't have any interest in selling our businesses.
No,
so
yeah.
We want to keep active and keep
sure.
at it. You know, another thing that people need to consider as well, especially guys, we spoke about this in the past. You know, on average, guys are more apt to die before their spouses. And
yep. You know what I attribute that to?
They want to.
You know, I've had a lot of ladies
I've heard
say
that joke anyway.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of ladies say, "Well, we live longer than you because we drive you crazy." And I'm like, "No, leave me out of that one." But I say it's because we do dumb stuff when we're young.
Well, that's definitely true too.
That shortens our lifespan a little bit.
Right, but always think about your family unit, though. Because you starting your Social Security, especially the guys starting Social Security before the max check, and if the ladies are going to outlive us, then it might be an advantage to let that keep cooking, so they have a better check to step up into if they weren't the bigger breadwinner and had the bigger check in the first place.
And that's what happened. My dad passed away, unfortunately. I still can't believe that. And so when it was time, my mom, his Social Security check would have been, it was larger than hers. So so she was able to, like you said, step up to that level. So,
right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what is a Roth conversion?
Right. So that's something that, unfortunately, the term can get thrown around a little bit too easily. Some people think, oh, you should always do Roth, or you should always convert your Roth. So Roth conversion is the process of taking a bucket of pre-tax money, whether it's your pre-tax IRA or traditional IRA, or maybe it's your pre-tax 401k or 403b or other type of a tax shelter, and paying the taxes now on some or all of it, and converting that over to a tax-free benefit. But you need to think that through pretty carefully as far as if you're going to bump into a higher tax bracket. You also need to think about, am I going to be doing some gifting when I'm age 72? Maybe I don't need to convert all that over because there's some tricks of the trade we'll tell you in a little bit about age 72.
Okay. All right. So if this has caught your attention and you have questions, and I'll guarantee you there are a lot of people do right now, I would invite you to reach out to Bruce Glenn, the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. Anywhere in the country, they can help you at 913-563-7327. The Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. We'll have more with Bruce coming up here in just a little bit. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Is there a financial deadline that people need to look out for and be aware of? Yes or no? What are your thoughts?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
At Simply Safe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. That's why you get live 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day, because every home deserves to be protected. Right now, get 40% off the whole home security system named the best of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to save big today.
Advanced Home Security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
60 seconds of service.
A banner year in Baton Rouge. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
In Baton Rouge, the Regional Veterans Park of Zachary has kicked off a campaign to honor military heroes and provide a patriotic backdrop to Main Street during November. The Banners on Main Street effort started in late July and offers customized banners to be purchased and displayed on select light poles on Main Street leading up to Veterans Day. Each banner is unique and honors members of the military who have honorably served or are currently serving the country. Laura Steen, Secretary of the Park Steering Committee, said similar efforts exist, but this is the group's first year offering a campaign.
Hey, if you want to hear some more great stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Is there a financial deadline that people need to look out for and be aware of at age 72? Your answers are yes or no. And the answer is... yes. The answer is yes. And Bruce, why is that a yes?
Well, age 72 is when you're required to do your first required minimum distribution. And you have a little bit of flexibility in that, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But there's a challenge in that if you have too much pre-tax money, then your required minimum distribution is going to be a pretty big number. And that's considered ordinary income. And with Medicare, they look at your income. They look at over a two-year, as you know very well with what you do, they look at over a two-year period of time. And so if you've got a big snowball of money that you're forced to take out at age 72, that could really mess up your Medicare premiums.
Mm.
And so a lot of people get really shocked and taken off balance with that.
Okay. All right. We are visiting today with Bruce Glenn with the Glenn Team Wealth Management at Infinitas. And if you want to reach out to Bruce and the excellent folks here in Kansas City, they can help you anywhere in the country at 913-563-7327. That's the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. All right, so Bruce, before the break, we were talking about Roth conversion, and I think there was something else you wanted to talk about, this five-year rule.
Right, so and part of that age 72, way you can diffuse that is you can convert some of your pre-tax money to Roth, in which case it wouldn't be forced out at age 72. The consideration there is anytime that you do a conversion or anytime you start a Roth account, you need to realize that there's what they call the first dollar in rule. So when the first day you put a dollar in that account starts a five-year clock.
Hmm.
And so if you take that money out before 5 years, then you blow up some of the advantages you get.
Ah.
So there's kind of a five-year rule once you start, you know, start the account, let it kind of nurture. And again, on that age 72, you know, the way to help diffuse that a little bit is maybe you want to be having, you know, have some of your money put in as a Roth contribution if your 401k allows that. And that way you've got choices, you know, some pre-tax and some after-tax.
That sounds excellent. And if this sounds confusing, guess what? That's because it is. Right? And so, Bruce, I'm glad that you know what you're talking about. So let me just remind our listeners to call 913-563-7327. And, Bruce, if someone's listening and they're not sure what they have, maybe they want a look, maybe they want a second opinion, maybe they want to consider moving some of their investments or possibly working with you, do you talk to people in that situation?
Yeah, absolutely. We do complimentary second opinions.
Okay.
And review of what folks have going on and do a complimentary retirement plan for them and make sure they're on path for their goals to be achieved. And If not, let's have a conversation about what we need to do to tweak that. Do we need to save more, consider spending less, working longer, maybe some of those tax advantages where maybe convert some money in some gap years between your working years and your Social Security starts. There's a lot of things we can do that can make a huge difference over the matter of 10, 20, 30, 40 years in the future into retirement. So it's never too late to start planning, but it's the sooner the better.
Absolutely. All right, so why is age 70 such an important age?
Right, so age 70, I think it's important because, first of all, you make that that health, you know, hey, I made it to 70.
Yeah, yeah.
Champagne and fireballs, right?
Yeah.
But age 70 is the point that Social Security will no longer have that automatic rise as far as your 8% deferred.
And that's the max.
Yeah, it is.
That's
so it. I really stress that if you're getting close to 70, you have not started your Social Security, you really need to go ahead and get that started. Even if you don't think you need it, I would definitely get it started. Unless you just want to have the government hang on to the money for you, and you can do that.
Yep. Okay. All right. And then I would be remiss if I didn't mention that this year, one of the highest cost of living adjustments for Social Security ever, and I think in the about 40 years ago, maybe it's similar, but 8.7% increase for Social Security recipients.
Right, going back to the early 80s when inflation was even higher than it is now.
Yeah.
But it's an awful long time since we've seen this kind of a cost of living adjustment. So that is a big help for folks that are on that Social Security fixed income. It is going to have a pretty good rise next year. So that's good news.
Yeah, that's excellent. And I don't think it's any coincidence that, you know, it was another huge increase back when the inflation was super, super high as well. So, and what is it? 8.2, I think, right now.
Inflation right now?
Yeah.
Right, it is. You know, it's kind of funny. It's actually, and the market has its expectations when these inflation numbers come out. And if the inflation numbers where they want it to be at, the market's happy. If it's not, then the market's not happy. And in September, the market was expecting 8.1%.
And it came
in at 8.3. It's only missed by 0.2%. But at that point, it was the fourth straight month in a row that it had improved. Not a lot, but it had improved four straight months in a row. But it missed by 0.2, and the market just didn't like it. And actually, end of September was what I consider the double bottom. We had a bottom in June, and then we kind of revisit that bottom here at the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that's the bottom, you know, the double bottom, and hopefully we're going to be moving on forward from here. Recently, it has been better. And then last week, the number for September came in at 8.2, but it was expecting 8.1.
Ah.
So again, it missed, but it didn't miss by very much. Well, it was close enough the market actually liked that. So it's kind of confusing between what the number really is and what the market, the Wall Street market, is expecting.
Yep.
And that caused that volatility.
Yep, absolutely. So what is an RMD?
Right. So the RMD is a required minimum distribution. And this has changed. It changed during COVID. So it used to be at age 70 and a half, you had to start taking some of your money out. It starts around 3.6% range, but it's a time-bound, age-bound formula. And it depends on how much money you had in your pre-tax bucket at the end of the prior year. They changed that to now you don't have to start doing this till age 72. But in the first year that you hit that number, you don't have to take it when you turn 72. You can defer it till April 1st the following year. But you got to be careful about that, because if you don't take it in the year you first turn 72 and you wait till next year, you're actually taking two RMDs in the same year. So you need to kind of think, am I working still at age 72? But maybe I'm not going to be working at 73. So maybe you would want to defer it. Otherwise, they normally say, go ahead and take it in the year that it hits you. Again, give or take those different things that you may have going on in your own personal wealth situation. But, that is a very important time frame.
Okay, then any potential tricks or treats to help with that RMD mandate?
Yeah, good point there being October. So, you know, the Medicare takes a two-year look back, so that's kind of the trick of that. You want to make sure you don't have any more income that you have to have and not kick you into a higher Medicare premium price than you really want to afford there. But some of the treats are some things you can do. Again, you can pre-plan, or you might be able to convert some Roth money, you know, pre-tax Roth, to kind of diffuse that required minimum distribution a little bit. But you can actually take that money if you want to. If you're charitable and you're gifting anyway to a non-for-profit 501c3, you can take that required minimum distribution out of your pre-tax money and have it go directly, and I say directly, to the non-for-profit. If you don't take possession of that money, you never actually received income, but yet you did satisfy the government's requirement to move that money out of that tax shelter.
Ah.
So, you know, and non-for-profit doesn't pay taxes. So that's a great opportunity right there for that charity to get a tax-free, you know, gift there and help you out, too.
That is excellent. Reach out to Bruce Glenn, the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas at 913-563-7327. And Bruce has all of the answers, offering a complimentary review. I would definitely take him up on that. 913-563-7327. And Bruce, thanks so much for being here today. This is complicated stuff, and I'm really glad that you understand all of it.
Thanks, Steve. My pleasure.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, oh, in your soul, oh, oh. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double crossed by Old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but
mine remotely, so people just have to have a mic on their end.
And how do you record the interviews? What software do you use?
I do all my recording on Zoom.
Yeah, sure.
And then I edit in Audacity.
And don't be discouraged.
Everybody's different. You are unique, and you have something to bring to the table, and go with that, even if 2,000 other people are doing the same thing.
And you can check out the Life Slices podcast wherever you download podcasts.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so it is that time of year again, and you're like, what, like close to Halloween or fall? And well, yeah, all of that stuff, plus Medicare open enrollment. And I think technically you're supposed to call it the annual enrollment period, AEP, but I just call it open enrollment because that's what I like to call it. So how about that? But anyway, that is every single year, October the 15th. So we're already there, obviously. And that goes through December the 7th. So that is your window to review your Medicare plans, maybe consider changing from one plan to another. There are all sorts of if and then and gotchas and all of that stuff. So I always recommend talk to a Medicare broker that can represent all of your different options to make sure that you're getting a look at everything available to you. And so, for example, I think my mom is going to keep her Medicare supplement plan in place. It's a great plan. It's affordable. It covers just about everything. It's a plan N, as in Nancy. And that's a Medicare supplement plan pays that 20% that Part B does not pay for, right? So that's why you want a Medicare supplement plan to tie into Part B. And then we're going to take a look and review her Part D, her prescription drug coverage. And I'm pretty sure that we could probably do a little bit better. They're going to raise the premiums up quite a bit on her. They're changing the formulary. So we're going to take a look at all of that stuff and make some changes to where it's a better plan for her. And again, every single year, if you're a Medicare recipient, October the 15th through December the 7th, is that annual election period, otherwise known as Medicare open enrollment, and that is your opportunity to take a look and make some changes or not. That's your option. And then if you do make changes, like I'm pretty sure we're going to change my mom's Part D coverage, then those changes are effective January the 1st, and then that plan will then be with you for that entire year. If you are a procrastinator, and you put this stuff off till tomorrow, and then tomorrow ends up being December the 8th, you are too late, and you will be kind of stuck with whatever coverage you had this year. That's the coverage you'll have for next year. Now, I'm going to have a couple of different Medicare experts on the program for you here in the next few weeks. And one of my questions to them will be, are there any exceptions to the rule of only being able to change your coverage that one time per year? And I do know that there are some exceptions, so we'll talk to them about that. But again, just wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up and a teaser, again, that I'll be having a couple of different Medicare experts in studio to talk about everything you ever wanted to know about Medicare and your options and what plan is right for you. All right, let's get right after it.
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
Okay, so this is from McKnight Senior Living, and they put out an electronic blast with a ton of news multiple times per week. This is from McKnight Senior Living, October the 18th. Staffing shortages ease for skilled nursing facilities, but they're not out of the woods yet. And so, first of all, when I read that, I'm like, I don't know of any shortages that are easing. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? But it went on to say skilled nursing properties reporting shortages and nursing staff dropped from 28% January, okay, to 21% in September. So that's a big drop in 9 months. And that's according to the National Investment Center for Senior Housing and Care. And also it said the shortage of aides, so that would be certified nurse aides and certified medication aides or CMTs, certified medication techs, dropped from 30% to 22% over that same time period. It said, however, the shortage is still considered severe. So I was encouraged to read that, but gosh, every single place that I talk to, every single person that I speak with, things are getting a little bit better, but we're nowhere close to what we were pre-COVID. So one of the indicators that I see when I go out and tour with my clients, tour these communities with senior care consulting, I ask a lot of questions that most people wouldn't even know to ask while we're there gathering our information and seeing the place and meeting some people. And one of the questions I ask is, do you use temporary nursing agency for staffing? So before COVID, March 2020, most places had a sufficient pool of staffing that they could pull from if someone called in sick or had jury duty or whatever, that they didn't need to depend on a temporary staffing agency to bring in a staff person. Well, then COVID hit and all hell broke loose, right? The world blew up. People were testing positive and they couldn't come back into the building for 14 days. And if you had a staff or two or three, all of a sudden, with no notice, boom, they're out of your building for, 14 full days, 2 full weeks. And then you have staffing that's starting to become a little bit of a shortfall. You had to start reaching out to these temporary nursing agencies and bringing in the super expensive temp to work on the floor. They didn't know your residents, et cetera, but at least they were there. So the thing that I'm seeing now is that a lot of senior care communities that I'm going into, they no longer have to depend on and use temporary staffing agencies for their staffing. So it does seem to be better, but I'll just tell you, we're not out of the woods and there's still a major shortage. And I know my wife, she's a registered nurse at a busy family practice group. And, they don't have enough backup nurses. They can't seem to hire enough office staff for the front office. It's just incredible to me that, so many people today are a no-call, no-show for interviews. It is just crazy. So I think we have a societal thing going on along with a genuine shortage, and that's just crunch time for so many businesses, including healthcare and more specifically senior-related healthcare. All right, another report from McKnight Senior Living, October 13th, aggressive rate increases needed in long-term care. And I'm like, oh, lordy, don't too aggressively increase those things. They're already unaffordable. But it says, due to increased debt costs and other inflationary-related pressures, rate increases in long-term care are inevitable. And this individual, Evans, Senior Investments Director Chris Lowe's, said he called for operations to aggressively raise their rates. And then I would just add that along with inflation, literally every single thing has gone up in the world of senior care. Just like our groceries, our personal groceries, our heating bills, our debt payments, et cetera, the cost of every single thing in the entire world is going up, including at all of these senior care communities. And then there's another major issue that's driving up the cost, and that is the cost of labor. And remember, probably a couple of weeks ago, I referred to this, that, you know, they have to pay more for labor because, you know, because of the shortage and the average hourly costs for, and I was talking about home care at that point. You used to be able to hire a quality home care agency to have someone come into your home and help you around your house, $25 an hour or so, maybe $28. Now it just instantly popped up to $35 to $40 an hour. That is due to one thing and one thing only. And their cost increased, and that is related to having to pay the staff a lot more to get reliable, quality staff that they want representing, you know, their business and coming into your home and doing a good job and all the things. So that staff cost increase is driving all of this, and that is a major driver of it. Right, and it's the same labor pool that physician practices and hospitals and nursing homes, assisted living communities, et cetera, they all have to compete within that same labor pool. So the rates are going up, gas is going up, the cost of food is going up, the taxes are going up, the cost to heat the building is going up, and the question is, where will all of this end? I have no idea. And coming up next, I'm going to visit with you about memory care. You don't want to miss it.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, the Financial Minute with Bruce Glenn, CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas.
Thanks, Steve. Time in the market versus trying to time the market. If today's news and events cause you fear, consider recent history. The housing credit crisis of 2008 and 2009. The heaviest selling led to the bottom on March 9th, 2009. Then, a 50% recovery in just the next few months. Next, the elections of 2016. Millions were scared out of the market from predictions of doom and gloom. Some of these people never even got back in the market and missed four great years. History shows that it's rare to catch both or either the top or the bottom of the market. Consider time in the market versus trying to time the market with your emotions. Our team of experts are here to help.
For more information, call 913-563-7327.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Inner peace.
This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Peace is an ever-present yet ever-elusive concept. We would all likely say that our ultimate goal through the adventure that is life is to end up feeling peace. But we all also have a tendency to allow ourselves to be distracted by and caught up in things that do not bring us peace. Peace, as we all know, does not come from the outside, but from within. And if we're really set on developing inner peace, then it is absolutely crucial that we practice the type of habits that can bring us inner peace. From meditation to conscious communication to what we eat to our daily habits, it's important to be mindful that inner peace really is our goal, and then to pursue that goal like no other. For help pursuing your goals, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I want to talk about memory care. It is sometimes it's a very confusing term. I think sometimes, I know many times it is used, that term memory care is used inappropriately, and I think sometimes it's intentionally used to mislead. So, remember the mission of the program: to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And I want to talk about this. I think I've referenced it before, but let's talk about memory care. So what is memory care? So for the purpose of this conversation, we will limit memory care to memory care that is provided in a senior care community. That could be at any level: residential care, assisted living, home plus, and long-term care. So, to be clear, every single senior care community in the United States of America provides memory care. So if they say that, they would be correct. And what that means is in every single senior care community around the country, you will have at least a number of residents with at least some mild cognitive impairment. Pleasantly confused. Okay, and that's okay. That's okay. They get along just fine. You may not even know for a while or recognize that there's a memory challenge with a particular person. So all of these different communities can, and they do, provide care and support and assistance for individuals with mild cognitive impairment, some of these memory challenges. So that's why every single one of them said, oh, yeah, we provide memory care. But what they may not, and they may tell you, but many times they may not tell you that they have their limits. They have their limitations. So the big, huge warning here is that if your loved one has memory challenges, let's say early signs and symptoms of dementia, the bad news is that's not going to improve. You can take some of these medications and they slow the progression, but it's never going to turn around. You don't get your memory back, unfortunately. Now, I do believe sometime in my lifetime that they will get this figured out. Huge breakthroughs in the area of Alzheimer's disease research. Maybe I'll have an expert on the program sometime to share some of these updates. They're jaw-dropping. They're very, very exciting. But the fact is, if you move into, say, assisted living or wherever it is, and you have early signs and symptoms of dementia, pleasantly confused, then if you live there over a period of time, you will start to decline, and some of these symptoms may start to escalate. So all of these places have their threshold, if you will, for helping someone live successfully at the residential care level of care, assisted living level of care, home plus level of care, and long-term care, also known as nursing home level of care, because you can have memory care in all of the licensed levels of care, every single one of them. Memory care is not a place and it is not a level of care. There's no licensure for memory care, okay? It is a type of care, a special type of care for residents with cognitive impairment that can be found at all of the different levels of care. So the warning here is that unless you're ready to move your loved one out of the place that you're in or you're considering to another place, do yourself a giant favor and do a little investigation. This is why so many people contact Senior Care Consulting, so that they want to make sure they don't make a mistake here. But I would make sure that the place you're considering has a designated or a separate or a secured memory care unit or a memory care neighborhood. Okay, and what that is it is a portion of the building that is separated. So you've got walls and you have doors, and this is a locked or secured unit. That's because it's very common for someone with dementia, or one of the many forms of dementia, it's very common at some point on that decline, and everyone's different, but at some point on that decline, it's very common for someone to begin to wander, not wander, but wander. So walk around, cruising around. You're not trying to cause any troubles, but you look outside and you're like, oh, I wonder what's going on out there, right? And so you walk outside. It's 0 degrees. It's 100 degrees. There's traffic coming from both ways, four lanes, and you don't understand because you have dementia. You don't understand these are bad things. So they have to protect you from yourself and make sure that you're in a locked or a secured part of the building so that you can't just walk outside and unintentionally place yourself in harm's way. That's a big, 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 huge deal. So if your loved one is in a place that does not have the separate secured area or part of the building, a memory care neighborhood, if they don't have that and your loved one starts wandering and the front doors are unlocked and wide open and anybody can come and go, guess what? About the first or second time your loved one walks outside and places themselves in harm's way, you're going to get a call. Well, you get a call the first time. They may or may not let your loved one stay there. The second time, you're going to get a discharge notice, and you might get it on the first one, right? Because they can no longer guarantee their safety. And if there's a memory care unit or neighborhood, guess what? They just transitioned from one part of the building providing general care back to the memory care neighborhood. So they've got codes on the doors. It's not a prison. You can leave the area. You just need to be accompanied for your own safety and security and well-being. So you've got codes on the doors. It's a smaller space, and it's smaller on purpose because another major issue with dementia, and one of the many forms, all the forms of dementia, is it's at some point, again, at some point on this decline, it's pretty common to become overstimulated, and it's pretty easy to become overstimulated. So it's a smaller space. A 30-foot-long hallway is easier to deal with than a 130-foot-long hallway. 20 residents in the area, easier to deal with than 120 residents. You get the idea. So less stimulation, fewer residents, activity programming. You have more activities for shorter time frames, shorter periods of time. You generally have more staffing, and they're generally speaking, most memory care units or neighborhoods, that staff has some special Alzheimer's and dementia training. Some training programs are really specific and incredible, like the TIPA Snow Dementia Training Program. There are others as well. And so they expect to have to redirect an individual who's trying to get out. They expect sundowning. They expect all these issues that are associated with having dementia, one of the many forms of dementia. So memory care is a type of care that is offered at all of the different levels of care. And I just really wanted to touch on that today. If you have questions about that, reach out to me at Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. I'd be happy to answer your questions. If you need placement assistance, we can help you with that as well. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Get the extra winter coats out of the closet. The energy department's projecting sharp price increases for home heating this winter.
As winter approaches, the energy outlook is bleak with high costs and tight fuel supplies. According to the energy department, heating bills are expected to jump 28% this winter for those who rely on natural gas. Heating oil is projected to be 27% higher and electricity 10% higher. It's unclear whether heating assistance programs will be adequate for struggling families, even though Congress recently added $1 billion in funding to the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Greg Clugston, Washington.
North and South Korea exchange warning shots along their disputed western sea boundary on Monday amid heightened animosities over the North's recent barrage of weapons tests. South Korea says its Navy broadcast warnings, then fired warning shots to repel a North Korean merchant ship it says violated the sea boundary. Pyongyang, meanwhile, says its coastal defense units responded by firing 10 rounds of artillery warning shots toward its territorial waters where, in their words, naval enemy movement was detected. Republicans are looking to avert an upset in Oklahoma's gubernatorial race as polls show a closer-than-expected contest less than 3 weeks out from Election Day.
Republican Governor Kevin Stitt has seen the gap in recent surveys close between him and opponent Joy Hoffmeister, who is aiming to become the first Democrat elected to statewide office in the Sooner State since 2006. In a sign of how the dynamic has shifted, the Republican Governors Association launched a major ad buy in the state this week attacking Hoffmeister. She has served as the state's superintendent of public instruction since 2015. She was elected to the position twice as a Republican, but changed her party registration to Democrat last year. Republicans acknowledge the race appears to be headed for a photo finish, but they expect Stitt to pull through. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More news at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Plenty of critters in downtown Madrid Sunday morning.
1,200 sheep and 200 goats were all part of a festival that recreates the pastoral practice of moving livestock to new grazing grounds. Shepherds herded the animals through the streets of the Spanish capital while reenacting what their ancestors did for centuries. Move flocks from the cool highlands in the summer to lowland winter pastures. As part of the deal, organizers make a symbolic payment for the right to use the drover's route that crosses the capital. Jason Walker reporting.
Hurricane Rosalind slammed into Mexico's Pacific coast between the resorts of Puerto Vallarta and Mazatlan Sunday morning, quickly moving inland. The storm left thousands of homes without power. No fatality reports. National Weather Service says it probably is going to dissipate by the time it reaches Texas. More news at townhall.com. Salman Rushdie's agent says the author has lost sight in one eye and the use of a hand as he continues to recover from an attack by a man who rushed the stage at an August event in Western New York.
Literary agent Andrew Wiley told the Spanish-language newspaper El País that Salman Rushdie suffered 3 serious wounds to his neck and 15 wounds to his chest and torso in the attack that made him lose sight in an eye and left a hand incapacitated. 24-year-old Hadi Muta pleaded not guilty. Rushdie spent years in hiding after Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini issued a fatwa calling for his death after his novel, The Satanic Verses, which some Muslims consider blasphemous. His agent told the paper the attack was something Rushdie thought about, a random person coming out of nowhere. Julie Walker, New York.
More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Voting is your right and civic duty. It is important to know who is running for office and to know the definition of proposed measures that are set to appear on the ballot. Read up on political issues and figure out where you stand. Get out and talk to people and learn more about who could represent you and your interests. Attend local forums involving political candidates and find out if their interests align with yours. Be informed. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
In Ironwood Farm.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. It's a weekly digest of all the most important health stories of the week. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office. We endeavor to look at both natural solutions and high-tech interventions. We put those all together for you each weekend, and we call it Intelligent Medicine. We've got lots of stuff on tap today for you. We're going to take a look at the prospect that aging itself may be a target for medical and nutritional intervention. It's not just a matter of preventing death from diseases like heart attacks, strokes, and cancer. It may be that we can attack the very aging process itself. Talk about that later. We'll talk a lot about exercise impact on anxiety, exercise's impact on the coming tide that is predicted by the World Health Organization of excess mortality because we're simply too inactive. 877-726-8255, our number. And, of course, one of the big stories today, this week, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, unanimously approved the use of the COVID vaccine for kids in school. The idea is that it's been added to the list of routine vaccinations that have been approved for use in children. And this has created a firestorm of controversy because what a lot of people are saying is that this is the gateway to making the COVID vaccine a mandatory vaccine, just like things like the DPT shot. You can't go to school without certain vaccines, polio among them. And there's a whole list of vaccines that many places require kids to take just to attend school. And they're saying that pretty soon they're going to require the COVID vaccine. And a lot of parents are up in arms. Yeah, I read some stuff on Twitter. You know, I put my hazmat suit on and I go on Twitter to look at some of the comments. You know, just like when you For some people, they like to participate in orgies. Other people like to just watch. On Twitter, I'm mostly a watcher, and I look at what people are saying. And there's a lot of concern about this requirement for kids to get vaccinated, potentially. And I say potentially, and I'll clarify, because there's some misinformation on both sides about this. Some people are saying that they're contemplating divorce. Because let's say dad is very risk averse and he's saying that I want my kids to go to school without a vaccine and I want them masked in classrooms, even if they're going to be the only kids in the classroom. Or even worse yet, I want my kids homeschooled. I don't want them going into that dangerous environment and coming home with the sniffles and then transmitting COVID to me or to the other kids, the rest of the family. And literally people are contemplating divorce when one spouse says, yeah, it's okay, you know, let the kids play, let them not use the mask. The mask is an impediment to socialization and learning. And yeah, I'm not so keen on the shot. By the way, the shot, this is an unprecedented situation because it's been added to the list of approved vaccinations, even though it's only got an emergency use authorization from the FDA. It's sort of relatively fast-tracked, and it's a lot of people are concerned that we haven't fully vetted the new Omicron vaccines, the bivalent vaccines, and especially when it comes to kids, kids who have relatively minor infections. And, yes, there are some instances where kids get sick, very, very sick from COVID. And usually those kids are immunosuppressed kids, kids with various medical conditions, taking certain medications that suppress their immune systems. Perhaps they have pediatric cancer, or maybe they have severe learning disabilities, which render them more susceptible to infections. So, yeah, it's a very hot and heavy environment when it comes to these recommendations for kids. Sometimes people are saying we ought to make all our kids get the vaccine because then we can stomp out COVID. And other people are saying, no, that's not the case. We should have choice. Well, okay, so here's how it works. On the one hand, the CDC has made this recommendation. And from their standpoint, they said, don't blame us. We only make recommendations. Each school, each district, each state can make their own decisions. Take it up with them. And it's kind of a circular reasoning because then the schools say, well, don't blame us. We're just following the CDC's recommendations. Take it up with them. So we're going to see a real fractionation in this country as some school districts, some colleges, universities take up these recommendations. And others, particularly, it's a red state, blue state thing to some extent. Places like Florida where they're going to say, look, no way, no how are we going to have mandatory recommendations for our kids to get shots of a nature that has been relatively by long-term studies. So we're going to see a lot of controversy around that. And it could be worse. It could be worse because what's happening over there in China? Well, China's economy is really slowing down. And they're kind of hooked on growth, high single-digit percentage annual GDP growth. And it's going to slow down, and in large part due to COVID, because their lockdown is draconian. And it's against all sense what they're trying to do over there. They're aiming for zero COVID. And I'll just read you an excerpt from the Wall Street Journal in terms of what's happening over there. In the case of a 6-year-old boy who recently tested positive for COVID days after landing in Shanghai on a domestic flight, the government first placed 400 of the boy's close contacts into quarantine. 400. Then officials began tracking down secondary contacts. And they can do this because they have a tremendous surveillance system here of social media. They can track people. They've got cameras and they've got facial recognition. Then officials began tracking down secondary contacts, people who had come into contact with others deemed to be close to the boy. Then authorities descended on an IKEA store after determining that a close contact of the boy had also visited the store, then left. Verified video footage showed people attempting to escape as security officers tried to barricade shoppers inside. They literally surrounded the building and shut the place down and carted the people off. The government tested 83,000 people in connection with the boy's case. One case. No one besides the boy tested positive, according to the city government. Now, the Chinese government, for its part, say that its approach to COVID has saved lives, and many Chinese support the controls. Officials state that around 5,200 people in mainland China have died of COVID. I take that with a grain of salt, because the censorship there is tremendous. And it's hard to believe that so few people have died in China, especially those scenes of havoc in the hospitals in China in the beginning when it hit Hunan and then in all the big cities and everything shut down. Of course, compared to our more than 1 million in the U.S., that sounds pretty good. And Mr. Xi, the newly declared third-term leader of China, has labeled his effort against COVID as a, quote, people's war. It's a phrase that harkens back to the Mao era of revolutionary fervor. So, incidents like this, a busload of people who'd been quarantined, 20-some-odd people were killed as it careened off a mountainous road in China. So, COVID is creating a lot of fear, a lot of apprehension, a lot of division, and it's way over the top. 877-726-8255, our number. We invite you to call us right now. We're on the air. This is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness: myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive presale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. hit RedingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. I've got a caller, John from Connecticut. Welcome.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hi. I'm a type 2 diabetic, 62. I'm on Lantus insulin. And I, you know, you started eating dark chocolate about a couple of years ago with the, I'm not going to say the brand name, but begins with an L, I believe it was, that you were taking it back then, right? Now you're on Flavor Naturals, right?
Correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm eating that also, the bars that you used to eat. They're not organic and everything, but I tell you, I, you know, my legs used to be tired and stuff, and it seems like from the waist down, because you're, Especially being a diabetic, your body has trouble circulating the blood down through your feet and then back up to your heart, you know? And just meeting the dark chocolate, I believe it just makes a huge difference. And I was just going to ask you, what's the – I know it's concentrated, and the, your sponsor right there, the chocolate bars they have and the cocoa. How much would I need to take of that compared to the regular bars of what, you know, that you used to eat?
Okay, that's a great question. I'm glad you're deriving some benefit. And paradoxically, you know, I think chocolate, that's the worst thing for a diabetic to eat. It's full of sugar. It's caloric. But there's actually scientific literature. I have a study in front of me that I just pulled up. Use of dark chocolate for diabetic patients, a review of the literature and current evidence. And what they conclude here is that flavonoids in cocoa may ameliorate insulin resistance by improving endothelial function, hence maybe your legs feel better because the circulation's improved, altering glucose metabolism and reducing oxidative stress. There's also a beneficial relationship between insulin resistance and cocoa consumption. Clearly there is potential there for you. Now, the concern is you don't want to eat something that's very caloric. I would recommend that you take the cocoa powder. The cocoa powder comes in a big vat. You take a scoop And you can, one of the ways I take it is I put it into a smoothie. You know, what you'd want is like a protein thing that's very low in calories, maybe to as your base for the smoothie, because you don't want a lot of carbs. You do want the protein, and you do want the cocoa. And I think that that would be beneficial for your, you know, for your circulation. And the concern I have is that you're on insulin, and insulin always helps to helps people maintain their weight or gain weight. And I sure would like to get some more data on you. What's your height and weight? What's your diet like? Because a very low-carb diet could help you reduce your dependency on insulin. Even a keto diet, you know, with virtually no carbs, help you get off the insulin if you're really type 2. Type 1, you need insulin. You're insulin-dependent. But type 2s, I really like to get them off insulin, if at all possible. So there you have it. And that's a good segue to something that, yeah, we like to talk about here. Because if chocolate is your weakness, well, the real chocolate decadence of Flavin Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. And true story, I've been searching high and low for cocoa products that deliver meaningful amounts of healthful flavonoids with great flavor and minimal sugar. I used to go to the supermarket and, you know, search the shelves for them. But now I'm thrilled to have found Flavin Naturals cocoa flavanols. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. But you need to eat five or more ordinary dark chocolate bars every day to match the flavanols consumed in most of these studies, and you'd gain a lot of weight. But Flavin Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate cocoa powder and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information, luscious recipes, and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. That's flavor, F-L-A-V-A, naturals.com. And get 20% off with coupon code Hoffman at checkout. At FlavaNaturals.com. Okay, a little postscript to what I was talking about earlier, that the CDC panel has urged adoption of the COVID-19 vaccine as part of the routine vaccination schedule for kids. Well, not necessarily going to happen everywhere in every part of the U.S., but probably some localities will adopt it, and that's going to create a lot of consternation for parents. Interesting coincidence. Pfizer, which previously offered the vaccine at a super discounted price at $19.50 per dose, when the U.S. made these deals to buy hundreds of millions of doses, the government's not going to buy it anymore. It's now going to have to be covered by insurance. So a lot of people, they won't pay, but the real cost, if you don't have insurance, will be $110 to $130 per dose. So Pfizer's going to be starting to make a lot of money going forward as these vaccines get routinely recommended and even, in some cases, mandated, because they're no longer going to be subsidized to that extent by the U.S. government. It's going to be on consumers and insurers. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we're healthy? Extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and processes within our cells that change with age. SRW's cell range line, cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell to change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. Learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's SRW.co. SRW, the science of aging well. SRW.co. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to Flavonatrals.com. That's Flavonatrals.com. What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. And a reminder, it's time to take your power back when it comes to your immune health. We can no longer rely on the complete efficacy of vaccines and medications as COVID continues as not a pandemic, but an endemic disease. And there are other health challenges that are surely to arise. So get my special report, Immunity Reset, a personalized plan to pandemic-proof your body and build resilience for a long, healthy life. It's a companion of my thoughts during the pandemic, which I think have been borne out by the current situation. Got to work on yourself and improve your terrain to make you a less hospitable environment for viruses and bacteria to take root. Just go to drhoffman.com and click on the Read drop-down menu, and then click Immunity Reset, and there you'll have it. It's a useful resource. It's a long, detailed discussion of many factors that you can empower yourself with to have better immunity and resilience. And, you know, speaking of resilience, you know, one of the things that I've vowed to do as I turned the corner on 70 recently is to continue my running. But an important question is it good for me? Is it destructive? Can it potentially grind up my knees and make it less likely that I can enjoy bucket list vacations, say climbing up a cobblestone street in Tuscany? So it's an important question, and to some extent it's addressed in an article that appeared in the Washington Post by Gretchen Reynolds. She's a science writer for the Washington Post. I sometimes don't agree with her because she's got a negative view on supplements, but she's an exercise maven. She's written a book about exercise, and she also, I suspect, is an aging baby boomer like myself, and at the very least a Gen Xer. And so she writes an article, "Does Running Really Wreck Your Knees?" And the tagline on it is that, contrary to popular opinion, distance running rarely causes knee problems in runners and often leaves joints sturdier and less damaged. Now, and that sounds paradoxical because, you know, when you drive your car, you don't take it off-road in order to improve the suspension of your car, right? You know, and if you put 100,000 miles in your car, the undercarriage is less likely to be working well than if it's a brand-new car. So it's just mechanical stress. But remember that the car is not a biological entity, which we are, and we're continually in the process of breakdown and repair. That happens in our bones. Our bones turn over. There's a breakdown process and then a rebuilding process. And in our muscles, when we work out, for example, when we lift weights, do resistance training, we put strain on our muscles, and we actually engender a certain amount of muscle damage, but then the ensuing blood flow, the influx of nutrients, and the repair and the hypertrophy creates bigger, stronger muscles. And so does that actually happen in the knees? Well, they did a survey, and most people believe that running is bad for our knees. A survey published in the Orthopedic Journal of Sports Medicine found that more than half of the 2,500 respondents believe distance running damages knees. And, you know, it makes intuitive sense, right? Putting wear and tear on. So, however, they did study this. And they studied it in a group of 82 middle-aged first-time racers who'd signed up for the 2017 London Marathon. And so these were not professional racers. They were not like these Kenyan and Ethiopian folks who, you know, clean everybody's clock because they're superb marathon runners. They're amateur runners. And the researchers scanned the runners' knees before they began their training program, and then again after most of them completed the marathon. And what they found is that actually some of the damage that they found, because all of them had slight damage in their knees, because that's just age-related damage. Some of this damage had been reversed by training and racing. 2 weeks after their first marathon, the article in the Washington Post says, most of the runners' existing bone marrow lesions had shrunk, as had much of their frayed cartilage. So that actually was a beneficial effect, a repair effect. And so Also, what they found, they found that their knees were healthier than in the weeks right after the marathon, is that there was a repair process that occurred. Because when you run, they say, there's some minor lesions and tears and some shrinkage of your cartilage. But then in response to the stress of running, the cartilage actually bulks up thanks to the repeated squishing it receives during training. So this is a very cool phenomenon, which suggests that, well, look, results may vary, because if you've got really bad arthritic knees and you decide you're going to undertake a heavy-duty running program across pavement or challenging rocky terrain, you're going to mess up your knees. So this has, we have to take this in a nuanced kind of way. And so I, when I run, and I ran this morning, and I'm always very attentive to the feedback I get from my body. It's not no pain, no gain. It's like, don't override pain signals. If you've got pain, especially as you're older, don't push through it, but push a little bit, challenge your endurance, and gradually ramp up. And don't do very sporadic bouts of intense exercise. Train towards your training goal. Maybe it's a 5K race, which is a significant but moderate distance and can easily be attained well into your 70s and 80s if you maintain proper training, cardiovascular fitness, optimize your weight, and maintain a certain amount of endurance training to keep your cardiopulmonary fitness up, as well as your musculoskeletal strength and balance. 877-726-8255, our number. Upcoming, what I think is going to be a very fascinating interview on the subject of anti-aging with a guy that I interviewed a few months ago. And it really leads us to begin to speculate that we may be able to extend life not just by preventing diseases, but by attacking the aging process itself. Looking forward to our talk with Greg McPherson, pharmacist and author of Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging, when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand-new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stocked the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness: myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocol-for-life-balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol-for-life-balance for more information and to order.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Men can talk about work, sports, and family, but are less likely to talk about their feelings, according to the National Institute of Mental Health. They are also less likely to recognize or seek treatment for depression, which can manifest not only as sadness, but anger, irritability, or aggressive behavior. According to the American Psychological Association, men's mental health is especially under-recognized and under-treated in minority populations for many reasons, including stigma, lack of access to mental health resources, and perceived racism. AmeriHealthcare Atlas, Ohio says efforts to support men to seek health care should start by encouraging them to look at depression as a physical health problem and not just a mental health one. Depression can have a big impact on your physical health, making symptoms worse and also making it harder to get better. Don't ignore depression. This message is brought to you by AmeriHealthcare Atlas, Ohio, part of the AmeriHealthcare Atlas family of companies, a leader in whole person care that has been nationally recognized for offering culturally responsive behavioral health support. For more information, visit AmeriHealthcareAtlasOH.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, when I took my run this morning, and it was a beautiful fall morning, chilly, but there was hoar frost on the grass, and I thought to myself, wouldn't it be great if I could just extend this run, longevity, a few more decades, just so I can enjoy experiences like this? Well, that prospect is starting to loom as a real possibility with the advent of new research on the very process of aging, not just to prevent the diseases that kill us, but to attack the very process of aging itself. And we're going to talk to an expert, Greg McPherson. He is a rare combination of biotechnologist, futurist, and a pharmacologist, and he's spent thousands of hours researching cellular aging and meeting with global anti-aging experts as they slowly unpack the secret for how our cells age. And they're also exploring new ingredients to support healthy aging and improve human health span, which we'll talk about. In 2020, Greg wrote Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging. I interviewed him about that book. It's excellent. Very comprehensive look at the aging process. And it simplifies the science behind why we age and makes the knowledge that has come from these breakthroughs accessible. I recommend it very highly. And so here's Greg. And by the way, as a result of that interview, we forged a partnership to talk about some really innovative supplements that he's created to address the nine pillars of aging. So, Greg, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for having me on.
Indeed. So aging itself, now there's the prospect that we can look at the mechanism behind aging and we can intervene, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Very clever researchers are starting to unpack how we age and why we age at a cellular level, and starting to identify that maybe it's programmed, and because it's programmed, we can start to perhaps modulate it as once we understand it better.
I recommend very much that people look at your book because it's very detailed and science-based with literally hundreds of references, the 9 hallmarks of aging. But based on these 9 hallmarks, you came up with a system of nutritional supplements. It's the SRW line of supplements, Science Research Wellness. Find them at scienceresearchwellness.com. What are some of the ingredients in the secret sauce for these different supplements?
Well, what we've done is taken an approach where we need support for these 9 hallmarks or causes of aging at different times of our lives. And just like, say, we put sunscreen on to slow the appearance of aging on our skin, we're starting to understand that if we look after our DNA particularly, that it can slow the aging process down. It's actually DNA, which is in the degradation of the information on our DNA, which is actually the primary driver of aging. And that's what we need from our perhaps mid-20s. Our DNA breaks something like 100,000 times per day per cell, which is just phenomenal. But we have amazing repair and maintenance mechanisms inside our cells. So the formula that we've developed is called Cell One, and it's designed just to support those repair and maintenance processes, as well as look after that DNA and just take the pressure off so there's a little less injury day to day. One of the ingredients that I'm just a huge fan of, Dr. Hoffman, is an ingredient called hobamine. And hobamine comes from Himalayan Tartary buckwheat.
Good stuff. Yes, we've talked about it from time to time. It's on my radar screen. Go ahead.
Yeah, so look, it's a fascinating molecule, and it essentially interferes with prevents the damage that comes from oxidative stress. And it does it in a way that means we don't have to have too many antioxidants, because whilst antioxidants are great, if you have too much, it actually can be detrimental to the cell. So hobamine is a brand new molecule which actually helps people prevent that damage of oxidative stress without having to take too many antioxidants.
Right, and these are a very unique ingredients. So some of the familiar things, I think some of your formulas contain things like resveratrol, if I'm not mistaken, but there's also, correct me if I'm pronouncing it right, fisetin, or is it fisetin?
Yeah, I think it's both. Fisetin, I think it's what I call it. Fisetin is a fascinating molecule. It's generally found in strawberries, but it is in a bunch of other fresh fruit and vegetables. Fisetin does something quite unique in that it is toxic to zombie cells or senescent cells. And these are cells that build up in our body, and they produce a whole lot of inflammation and inflammatory molecules. And so by using fisetin to relieve the body of and decrease the burden of these senescent cells, it has a really significant health benefit. And there's a huge amount of research going into that right now, and even for its benefits around COVID.
Yeah, and the buzzword around that is autophagy. And I actually just read something about COVID and even long COVID and autophagy. And the idea is that these persistent symptoms may be the result of the body's inefficient cleanup mechanism, which is facilitated by nutrients like fisetin. Talk to us about the difference between chronological aging and biological aging. And can we ascertain what our biological age is? Because I just turned 70, but I feel younger. But can we actually, is there a metric to determine that?
Yeah, and you sound younger, Dr. Hoffman. So that's definitely we've got 2 ages, as you mentioned, the chronological age, which is the age we celebrate every time a birthday comes around, But our biological age is actually the age that our cells are acting, and they can be two very different numbers. And if you do things that are particularly healthy, like ensure that you exercise enough and you eat well, you can actually slow your biological aging down. And there are new special tests that you can take, which essentially give you that insight as to where your body sits and where your cells are. And it's pretty exciting because what you can measure, you can manage. And so you can take a test, you can manage, we call it a DNA age test. And it's a wee bit like, I guess, a leading indicator on how well you're traveling through time, how well you're aging. And you can do certain things, take certain supplements, which actually slow that process down, which is super exciting.
Is this something that is offered through ScienceResearchWellness.com?
It is, we certainly offer it. And we did a small internal trial with our supplements and managed over 6 months to reverse biological age by 2 years, which was a fantastic result. And so what we're doing now is we're doing a clinical trial in the States to look at whether we can improve on that, and we'll know those results in the next 6 to 12 months.
Well, that's pretty good. It's a short-term study that suggests there was 2 years. Some people are going to say, I'd rather drink and smoke and sit and watch football games all day long. but we're talking about cumulative benefits over time, and also we're not just talking about longevity. We're also talking about health span. Can you talk to us about a health span?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the key target that we're all working towards, because. All these diseases of older age that, we inevitably end up interacting with and dealing with, like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and cancer and cardiovascular disease. And what researchers are starting to understand is these are actually syndromes of cellular aging. And so a lot of research is going towards seeing how we can slow aging down so that we can actually defer these conditions like much further down the track. And so really what we're trying to do is go, okay, look, if the standard health span is like 70, which is the amount of time that you are in good health on average, if we can push that out 2, 3, 5, or even 10 years, the benefits to the individual is huge, but also the socioeconomic benefits to the population are just like massive.
And I must admit, I've been taking some of the supplements that are in your formulas, but I'm now going to ramp it up, take it up a notch by taking your specific formulas. How will our listeners know what's right for them? Because it seems like it's a system of several different supplements that are taken in conjunction with one another.
That's right. So what we encourage people to do is we've got cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, and they all address different hallmarks of aging. So cell 1 is looking after your DNA. Cell, and you take that from your 20s onwards, and then your mitochondria and the cellular energy that you have starts to decline in your early 30s, and you don't really notice it until your perhaps 40s, and when you start to feel a bit more tired and you don't recover from injury and illness quite so quickly. So you take cell 2.
I don't want to cut you off, but there's the cell 1 and cell 2 and cell 3, but you can find out more, and I want to make sure that people get the link on this. Just go to srw.co, not .com, srw.co, and you can get 20% off your first order and learn more about the science behind SRW and the 9 hallmarks of aging. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout. The offer ends October 31st at srw.co. We'll talk again, Greg McPherson. Thank you.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Some GOP leaders and President Biden are at odds over continued financial support for Ukraine's military.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy has warned that Republicans will not write a blank check for Ukraine if they win back the House majority. Asked about that, the president said he's committed to supporting Ukraine.
Because if we support Ukraine, we're supporting all of Europe. We're supporting NATO.
Also, last week, former Vice President Mike Pence warned against the growing populist tide in the GOP as he admonished Putin apologists unwilling to stand up to the Russian leader over his assault on Ukraine. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Hurricane Rosalind slammed into a sparsely populated stretch of Mexico's Pacific coast between the resorts of Puerto Vallarta and Mazatlan Sunday morning, then declined to tropical storm force, moving inland with winds of 35 miles an hour, much lower than the peak of 130. National Hurricane Center expects Rosalind will dissipate before reaching Texas. China's most powerful leader in decades, President Xi Jinping, increased his dominance after he was named to a third term as head of the ruling Communist Party.
Xi Jinping took power in 2012. In a break with tradition, he was awarded his third five-year term as general secretary at the end of the party's central committee meeting Sunday. The party also named a seven-member standing committee, its inner circle of power, to support his vision of tighter control over society and the struggling economy.
The old Xi Jinping's man.
Jean-Pierre Cabestan is an expert in Chinese politics at Hong Kong Baptist University.
The danger is when there is less pluralism, less debate. More concentration of power.
Meanwhile, questions swirl after former Chinese President Hu Jintao was suddenly escorted off stage Saturday. I'm Julie Walker.
More news at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A major Nigerian energy company says it cannot deliver natural gas as promised in its contracts after deadly flooding hindered its operations.
That's raising concerns about whether Africa's largest economy can meet increased local and international demands during an energy crisis provoked by Russia's war in Ukraine. Nigeria LNG Limited declared a force majeure, meaning it's unable to fulfill its contractual obligations to supply gas used worldwide for heating and electricity, after flooding led to a significant disruption of gas supply. The disaster also threatens Nigeria's oil production, and the losses could endanger government revenue as the country faces economic woes. Jeremy House reporting.
A California judge rules in favor of a bakery owner who refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple because it violated her Christian beliefs. More news at townhall.com. Outgoing Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson said recently he sees the GOP refocusing on a post-Trump party, but those who went against the former president found themselves on the losing side of ballot results, while those who embraced America First principles found favor among voters.
The ideas they're talking about are the ideas that are elevating these candidates. They are the direction that was set forth as a result of the Trump presidency.
Robert Cahaley is the chief pollster for the Trafalgar Group, and he spoke recently with the Salem Radio Network.
Trump has put forth a set of ideas, a concept, the America First movement, that has given birth to all of these candidates.
Cahaley says there's irony in Hutchinson's own case. He's likely to be replaced by Mr. Trump's former press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is currently favored in the state's governor's race. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the second half of a Halloween-themed episode of Fibber McGee and Molly. Man, later it's The Ghosts Who Came to Dinner. That's the title of an offering from The Adventures of the Saint, starring a fella quite comfortable with the Halloween season of scares, Vincent Price. Well, San Francisco native Harold Perry first played the McGees' neighbor in 1938 or so, after appearing on that comedy in various roles first. Now, once he settled in as Gildersleeve, he became a solid cast member heard weekly, often to the delight of the live audience. Gildy was Fibber's, shall we say, friendly nemesis. Even though they weren't pals, Fibber and his wife Molly did agree to attend Gildy's Halloween party. And as we resume, there is a nice recurring joke. You see, while he was living in Wistful Vista, Throckmorton had a wife, but we never heard from her. Listen how the writers handled that as we return to this episode from Halloween time, 1939.
Well, have you got your hat, dearie?
Yeah, well, we'll have to go now.
Well, I'm sorry you folks have to leave so early, but I'm mighty glad you could come over.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Gildersleeve. My, it's been a simply marvelous party.
Ah, you betcha, Throcky, old man. You sure know how to throw a party.
Oh, it was lovely. Say goodnight to Mrs. Gildersleeve for me.
Yeah, me too, Gildersleeve. She's a wonderful cook, that wife of yours. Tell her how we had a terrific time tonight.
I certainly will. I'm sorry she was so busy in the kitchen she couldn't meet any of you folks. But you must come over again sometime.
Oh, could I have my chauffeur drop you somewhere, Mrs. McGee?
Oh, no, thank you, Mrs. Uffington. We just live next door. Well, good night. We've had a wonderful time, Mr. Gildersleeve. Good night.
Good night, Gildersleeve.
Good night, Mrs. McGee. Good night, Fibber.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night. Good night, everybody. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Boy, what a lousy party.
Heavenly days. Whoever told them they knew how to entertain?
Yeah. Old Gildersleeve and his expensive cigars. Look at them. Dry as a bone. All 10 of them.
Well, I'm going right up to bed, dearie. I'm tired.
Yeah? Well, I'm coming up, too.
Oh, my goodness, I hope I don't have bad dreams from that terrible food. Did you taste those hors d'oeuvres, maybe?
Oh, they didn't look tempting to me. Imagine that. Imagine old Lady Uppington trying to tell fortunes. I think I'll get her a crystal eight ball for Christmas.
Now, don't drop your shoes there on the floor, right where somebody will stumble over them.
Oh, well, they're on my side of the bed. I'll be the one to stumble over them.
Hand me my cold cream, dearie.
Okay.
Thanks. Did you notice the cheap towels in the bathroom? They were like limp sandpaper.
Yeah, sure. Hey, you scare me with all that cold cream on your face, Molly. Why didn't you wear that mask to the party? Imagine them old fogies playing post office at their age. There ain't one of them with sufficient postage. What time will I set the clock for?
Oh, not too early, dearie. I'll want to sleep a while in the morning.
Yeah, me too, after a night like that.
That ghost story of Mr. Wilcox.
Yeah.
I'll bet the sponsor haunts him.
The way those people ate. Did you see the old-timer? He was chasing the hammer on like an actor's agent. Hey, this underwear don't fit as good as it did a few years ago, Molly.
It doesn't?
It's getting a little snug around the ankles. Where's my pajamas? Oh, here they are.
Hang up your pants.
Oh, I'll hang them up in the morning. Oh, baby, does this bed feel good to Papa? Oh, say... Remind me to tell you sometime about the trick I pulled on Gildersleeve tonight, Molly. It was a peach. What a party that was. Well, good night, Molly.
Good night, dearie. Oh, I wonder who that is at this time of night. 79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Who? Oh, yes. Oh, well, that was real thoughtful of you. I'm sure he'll appreciate it. Thank you so much. Yes, we had a simply wonderful time. Yes, good night. McGee, that was Mr. Gildersleeve.
What'd that stuffed shirt want?
Well, he really did you a favor. He said he forgot to tell you while you were over there.
Forgot to tell me what?
Well, his car was downtown being repaired, and he saw ours standing in the alley, and he was afraid the Halloween pranksters would hurt it, so he put it in his own garage.
That was nice of him. Maybe he ain't such a bad...
What? My own car? I let the air out of my own car?
Fibber McGee and Molly will be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your host Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for re-election to the Redding City Council this November. I graduated from Stanford University and USC Law School. During my 4 years on the council, we have increased police staffing to the highest level in many years. The Nurpon open space has been cleaned up and a specialized team of law enforcement with mental health workers has been established. I want to continue this good work for the community. Please vote for me, Michael DeQuisto, this November.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Michael DeQuisto to Redding City Council 2022.
Folks, we didn't really feel that way about Gildersleeve's party. We just wanted to give you an idea of what we think happens after one of our parties. Incidentally, Molly, there's one game we didn't play over there tonight.
What was that, dearie?
Pin the tail on the elephant.
You mean on the donkey?
Oh, no, Gildersleeve's a Republican.
Oh.
Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat Racing, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Tuesday night at this same time. Good night.
Heard on the program tonight, where are you having any fun from George White's scandals and Ding Dong the Witch is Dead from The Wizard of Oz. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
A Halloween party at Gildy's from October 24, 1939. Less than 2 years later, Gildersleeve actor Harold Perry got his own series. The Great Gildersleeve was radio's very first spinoff. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, horror film legend Vincent Price will be featured. Instead of giving us the willies, though, he'll be heard as the Robin Hood of modern crime, heading up the adventures of the saint. Ah, but don't worry, it does have a bit of Halloween flavor, as it finds Simon stopping by a haunted house. We'll be right back.
Ah, this baby's all loaded, ready to use.
What do you use a gun for, Bill?
Persuasion.
What?
Where's that gimmick I had?
I don't know.
Oh, here it is. See, fits right on.
Hey, that's a silencer, isn't it? You gonna use that gun tonight?
Uh-huh.
On who?
You.
Me?
Uh-huh.
Bill, you crazy. You're not
I'm gonna kill you, and I'm gonna get away with it, too.
Get away with it? Not if Boston Blackie has anything to say about it. He's an enemy to those who make him an enemy. A friend to those who have no friend.
I got a tip from unhealthy sources that you're gonna be killed.
Oh, they're serious about it, huh?
They mean business, Wells. With a business end of a gun.
Boston Blackie knows crime, and he knows criminals, because he was once on the wrong side of the law himself.
Well, there's a hired killer in this case, a case I'm about to break wide open, if you'll help me.
I'll help you into a cell.
No, you won't. You're going to meet me in 30 minutes. Keep your eyes open and watch me close this case.
In Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, Boston Blackie Death Wish, Broadway actor Richard Calmer stars as the infamous safecracker-turned-private eye.
That's the way I like murderers. Down and out.
For a limited time, Boston Blackie Death Wish is being made available to our listeners at 50% off the regular price. Get 16 hard-hitting crime classics on 8 CDs for only $15.98. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOSTON77 to order now.
Give me 24 hours and a few facts, Faraday, and you'll not only have Evans' killer, but Wilson will have his diamond.
The clock is ticking, so order Boston Blackie Death Wish today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOSTON77 to get 50% off.
I don't know how you figured it out, Blackie.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhardt, founder of Gerhardt Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GerhardtLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
Here is Tanya Eberhardt, founder of Brandface.
It's really about creating what you want people to see and know about you. There are a lot of companies out there saying, I can help you build your brand, I can help you build your brand, but really when you dial it in, it's like they're building your website, or they're helping you with a YouTube strategy, or they're building a funnel for you if you're a coach or consultant, right? But they're not building the brand. And the brand that has to be built first is kind of like the foundation of a house. If you're a contractor, you can't just put windows on nothing.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhardt Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Vincent Price was the king of horror, the go-to guy when a scary presence was needed on the big screen. He was seen in House of Wax, The Fly, The House on Haunted Hill, The Tingler, and a number of films based on the stories of Edgar Allan Poe, including The Pit and the Pendulum, The House of Usher, and The Raven. He also used that wonderful voice of his as the lead in this next series. While the saint rarely dabbled in horror, this one does fit well in the season of Halloween. Known as The Ghost Who Came to Dinner, it co-stars Larry Dobkin as Louie, and also listed for Adrian Martin as Carla, Edmund MacDonald as James, and Tudor Owen as the butler. It's from April 8th, 1951.
Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures, the Robin Hood of modern crime, now comes transcribed to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor Vincent Price as... The Saint.
Hey, Mr. Templer.
Yes, Louis?
Starting to rain.
So it is.
You couldn't get a dinner back in town. You had to travel all the way out here in the country to eat?
Louis, I was invited to a dinner party, and Long Island is hardly the country.
It's full of trees, ain't it?
True. This does happen to be a rather lonely spot, but...
The rain is getting heavier, too. I should have stood in Brooklyn.
Oh, I'm sorry, Louis.
What is a cabbie from Brooklyn doing out here in the middle of nature?
He seems to be driving a cab. Hey, Louis.
Yeah?
Is it possible that the roof of your cab leaks?
It's possible.
It's leaking.
On you?
On me.
Well, after all, Mr. Temple, according to the chemistry books, we're composed of 98% water anyways.
Perhaps. I find the percentage high enough without any additions, however.
There's no extra charge. We've got... Hey, Mr. Temple, the motor. It stopped.
Yeah, so I noticed. Discouragement?
No, it's possible the hood leaks, too.
Yeah, that's nice.
No, don't blame the motor. After all, it ain't composed 98% water.
It shortly will be. While we sit here and calmly contract pneumonia.
Who's calm? Look, Mr. Temple, you know something? This could be the beginning of, like, a real horror story. It's the nighttime with two guys stuck out here in the wilderness.
Long Island.
The rain is raining, the thunder is thundering, and I'm scared. You know what ought to happen next? If this was a horror story, that's what ought to happen next.
It did. Oh, sound came from the left through those trees.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I see lights.
It must be a house. Doesn't seem very far away.
But that's where the dog yelled from, huh?
Yes, except that judging from the sound, the dog was outside. That's strange. Why would a dog be out in this downpour?
Maybe he read a book on chemistry. Or maybe he's just leading the dog's life. That was a joke, I think.
Yeah. And I may laugh later at this moment. There's someone running down the road.
Yeah, from the direction of the house. Look, he's heading for us.
I hope you don't mind, but can you give me a lift back to Glenville?
Oh, we'd be glad to, except that we're stuck here ourselves. However, you can join us inside. It's slightly less damp.
Thanks. But I won't stay long. I don't care for the neighborhood.
Yeah, how did you get here?
I'm a cab driver.
Well, where's your cab?
Back there.
That house?
Yeah, the Hawthorne place.
Well, why didn't you take your cab when you left?
Because I was in a hurry. Because there was things closer to the cab than I was.
What kind of things?
Listen, young man. Nobody lives in the Hawthorne house. Nobody's lived there for over 100 years. So tonight, back in town, I picked up a fare, and where does he want to go? The Hawthorne house. I'm an old fool, so I take him there. He gets out at the house, tells me to wait, goes inside. And I walk around to stretch my legs. Then I notice the house is all lit up. I think that's mighty queer, but I figure maybe somebody new bought the place.
Well, perhaps someone did.
No, because I go around to the side, and I look into the house through the big front window. And I see who's in the house. It ain't anybody new.
Oh, who was it?
It was the folks who used to live in that house 100 years ago.
Huh?
And what was worse, they were sitting around a table eating dinner.
Oh, I see. You say they were the people who lived there 100 years ago. Well, how could you know that?
Because of the way they was dressed. Because of the way they looked. Mister, I've lived in Glenville all my life. And there's pictures of the Hawthorns going way back in the Glenville Town Hall.
Well, perhaps the people you saw were descendants of the original Hawthorns.
Sure, except nobody dresses that way anymore. Except that one of them was bleeding onto the tablecloth with his throat cut open, and another was putting food into his mouth, only he didn't have a face around that mouth.
Look, you're positive you didn't imagine...
All right, I imagined it. I'm crazy. Think whatever you like. But me, I'm getting out of here. So long.
Let's us get out of here too, Louis.
Oh, that's swell with me. Are we going to walk to Glenville?
No, I'd like to take a look at that house.
Why?
Well, we may still be in time for dinner. Oh.
But, Mr. Templer, I ain't hungry. And besides, that guy might still maybe be bleeding.
I doubt it.
You do, huh? Why?
You're forgetting we're 98% water, aren't you?
Oh, that answer's supposed to cheer me up.
It's the dog I'm worrying about, Louie.
Why?
Well, out here, a dog would be kept for companionship, protection. Therefore, why was that dog put out in the rain?
I'd just as soon forget the dog. Ooh, somebody is busy not paying attention to me. Oh, hey, that's the house, huh?
Yeah, obviously. Colonial architecture, large, rather pretty. Brilliantly lit.
With colonial electricity?
Candles, Louie. Huh? You can see them through that large window. Chandeliers ablaze with candles.
I can't see anything else except the ceiling. Well, that must be the dining room.
Yeah, probably.
Mr. Templer, is all this real?
It seems to be. Hey, bell pull on the door,
huh? Hmm. The dog don't like a ring in the bell. Look, Mr. Temple, look. An elephant with teeth.
Yeah, it's a large dog. It's drenched.
Look out for your hand. You could easily swallow it. Oh, look, now he's heading for me. Mr. Temple, did I have to come all the way out here to feed a dog?
Oh, don't be silly, Louie. He likes you. He's looking up at you.
Yeah, trying to decide which part to start on.
Louie, there's positively a light in his eyes. For all you know, you may be his ideal.
Yeah, sure. His ideal dog food. Oh, get down. Mr. Temple, leave us go inside, huh?
No one answered the bell. I wonder. Yeah, it's open.
Hey, look, the pooch. He's leaving.
That's strange. He sounds terrified. But of what?
I didn't say a thing.
Hallway seems empty. Let's go in.
Ooh. Kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Not even a chain clanking, not even a creaking.
Hey, Louie,
What?
There's a door down the hallway. It's probably the dining room.
I ain't hungry.
House is old, dusty, unused. But there is a light.
Yeah, maybe they forgot to turn the gas off when they all died or something.
Uh-huh. It's the dining room.
I ought to run out and buy some oil for the door.
Large table in the center, chairs all around. White linen and polished silver on the table.
Yeah, plus dishes with food.
Yeah. And food that's warm, Louie.
Look, Mr. Templer, I don't like this. A house in which nobody's lived for 100 years, miles from anywheres, all lit up with candles in the middle of the night. A table with fresh cooked food on it, and there's no one, no one at all at the table.
Unless we can't see them, Louie.
Found a lot of cobwebs, Mr. Templin, a lot of empty rooms, but nothing to live in.
No, may as well head back to the dining room.
Don't let your appetite tempt you. Probably by now all the food has vanished.
Hey, listen to that sound.
Yeah, like dishes rattling?
Yeah, come on.
Maybe the guests all came back.
They were in the house. It would mean they'd all have to rush out into the rain, but why?
They were thirsty, maybe. I don't know.
The door's ajar. Shh, shh, shh. Perhaps we can look in without being seen.
Yeah. Hey. I don't believe it. A butler. An old guy dressed in clothes that belong in a museum. Look at, he's got knee pants on with lace cuffs.
And at that table, where there's no one seated, he's serving dinner.
Maybe he's just practicing.
For what?
I heard of ghost writers. Maybe he's a ghost butler.
Suppose we go in and find out, huh?
Yeah.
Good evening.
Be still, if you please. Be still.
I'm afraid we might disturb the guests.
He's gathering some of the dishes. Going to the swinging door. Probably leads to the pantry.
Look, he's waving on us. Did we wave back?
No, he wants us to join him. Come along.
Uh-huh. Serving pantry.
I beg your pardon.
Indeed you should.
But you are...
Horton. Horton's the name, of course. But the footman must have told you that.
The footman?
Caleb. He let you in, didn't he? Shouldn't have directed you to the dining room, of course. But then he's getting old. You'd better go to your quarters at once. There, behind the main staircase. Glad you came along. We need you. Caleb isn't the man he used to be. But then he's been with the Hawthorns for so many years. I remember when he entered service.
You do?
It was the year old Boney got his toes toasted at Moscow.
Old bones.
Can't stand around gossiping all evening. Guests might notice. Get to your quarters, men. I've work to do.
Hey. Look, he ducked out.
Yeah. The door's locked. Probably a spring latch, which means we may as well go back to the dining room. Hmm?
Look, you know, something's wrong with this whole thing. Mr. Temple, who is Old Boney?
Huh? Oh, that happens to be the nickname the English had for Napoleon, Louis.
Oh, fine. So Horton says he remembers the year Old Boney got his toes toasted at Moscow. Look, my brother-in-law, Joey, you know, happens to be a very educated man.
College man?
No, graduated from the United States Army. He's now a mechanical-type engineer. Look, anyway, once he told me Napoleon was in Moscow in 1812.
Yes, your brother-in-law was correct.
But, Mr. Temple, that would make this guy Horton over 150 years old.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid it would.
A guy over 150 years old is dead. So what's Horton doing walking around, huh?
Well, he may have been too busy to lie down and die.
That does not put a twinkle in my eye. Look, Mr. Temple, I want to go home.
Louis, there's a pattern here of some kind. A pattern for horror. And if that pattern is to mean anything, I... Hey, Louis.
Huh?
That closet there.
Yeah, it's a closet. Yeah.
Yeah, suppose we open it.
Look, I don't like to mention this, but in all old families, you know what they keep in closets? They keep skeleton in closets. Mm. Temple, it fell down.
Yeah. No skeleton, however.
That I can see for myself.
Fortunate thing on the whole.
Why, what's fortunate about it?
Well, with a skeleton, you could never tell whether or not its throat had been cut.
His throat has been cut?
Yeah, thoroughly.
Let's go take a trip someplace. Let's...
Louis.
What?
Haven't you realized something else?
I don't think I wanna.
This man here is dressed just as we are, not in the costume of a dead age.
Well, it didn't help him any. Oh, you found something?
Yeah. Long brown hair is clinging to his clothes and... Various papers. Yeah. In life, Louis, his name was Charles Gray. He was a lawyer.
Oh, the Bar Association ain't gonna like this.
Maybe something else.
What?
He was carrying this document, Louis.
Yeah, what is it?
A copy of the last will of one Samuel Hawthorne.
Hawthorne? Him we didn't meet yet.
No. No, lots of closets we haven't opened yet, either.
Yeah, we're not going to if I can help it. Well, what does the will say? And you better read fast because all them candles, you know, are beginning to give up.
I, Samuel Hawthorne, being sound of mind and body, do hereby make this my last will and testament. It is my desire that all my heirs in time to come, in order to inherit my vast fortunes, must at least once a year open Hawthorne House and there give a ceremonial dinner to the neighboring gentry.
In costume?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
At this dinner, everyone present must wear clothing of my type.
Uh-huh, yeah.
My heirs must be of high moral repute and avoid divorces. Obviously, the dead man here, Mr. Charles Gray, was the lawyer in charge of the estate and presumably came here to make sure the terms of the will were met.
Okay, so now we know the ghosts weren't really ghosts. Yeah, but what? We haven't seen any of them.
It's true. Nor any neighboring gentry. However, that stipulation was probably waived.
Yeah, look, Mr. Temple, you know, we better maybe get the police.
Yeah, there aren't any phones around here, Louis.
Couldn't we walk to Glenville?
No, Louis, I think we're here for the night.
Oh, fine, fine. Fits right in with that pattern for horror you mentioned. Oh, all I personally need right now is for someone to scream good and loud.
You're listening to The Saint. We'll have the second act right after this short break.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Those in the market for a lightweight laptop need not look any further than the Asus ZenBook S13 OLED, a stunningly thin and only 2.43-pound computer that makes it the world's lightest 13.3-inch, 2.8K OLED laptop. Yes, an OLED screen, just like you may see in today's premium televisions. But this is an elegant laptop powered by an AMD Ryzen processor, Radeon graphics, and solid-state storage. This all-metal Asus ZenBook model number UM5302, is finished in a sophisticated ponder blue color, which helps it stand out in a coffee shop, airport lounge, or hotel lobby. Immersive multidimensional sound is powered by a Harman Kardon certified Dolby Atmos audio system and features Asus AI noise cancellation technology for clearer audio during video calls. Learn more about the ZenBook S13 OLED at asus.com/US.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Happiness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. William Glasser was a psychiatrist who founded a theoretical approach to change called choice theory. The majority of his theory is centered on the concept that although we cannot always choose what happens to us in life, we can always choose what we do with what happens to us. In fact, four staples of his approach to change are that we need to feel a sense of belonging, power, freedom, and fun. Fun? Yes. Our lives are not just about belonging or feeling a sense of power over our lives or even just about being free, but they are also absolutely about having fun. In the midst of fun is happiness. And if you need more fun and happiness in your life, try downloading Tackling Life, my new podcast with Ray Lewis, especially because every Friday is Fun Friday, where we answer your questions and, oh yes, we just laugh a lot.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
And now let's get back to Vincent Price as the Saint on When Radio Was.
Mr. Templer, this makes the second time we've searched the house and found nothing.
That was a woman screaming, Louie.
Maybe it was a ghost.
Ghosts aren't supposed to scream. They clank chains.
Yeah, maybe this here ghost didn't know that. What, back to the dining room?
I suppose. Only room in the house with lights.
Is that good? Maybe the corpse took a walk. No. Still here.
Yeah, and still dead.
Ah, fellas.
Having fun?
Dressed up like Napoleon, too. Look, he ain't walking very straight.
I hate to say I'm inquisitive, but, Mr. Gray, his throat's in a bad way, isn't it?
It's not especially normal. I'm Simon Templer, and you?
James Hawthorne, sir. Besides housebreaking, your occupation is what? Hey, you're the saint, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, the slitting of larynxes is rather an odd occupation for the saint.
But it would be if I had cut Mr. Gray's throat. However, you're Samuel Hawthorne's heir?
Yeah, the current one, yes. You've been snooping.
Well, there was a clause in the will about divorce.
You've been overdoing that snooping.
You're married, Mr. Hawthorne?
Sorry. It would have helped supply a motive, I suppose, but I'm not, nor have I ever been, fortunate or unfortunate enough to be married.
A woman screamed a few moments ago. Who was she?
I didn't hear.
Well, you couldn't have failed to if you were in the house.
But I wasn't.
But you must have been. It's been raining out. Your clothes are dry and spotless.
Well, to be honest, I wasn't in the house, and yet I was. You searched the house, I presume?
Yes, yes.
You overlooked the cellar.
I didn't find one.
It's a tricky place to get to. The entrance is behind the chimney in the parlor. It has something to do with colonial politics, perhaps. At any rate, I was down there.
You're fond of cellars?
I were. When they were equipped with bottles and bottles and bottles of Napoleon brandy, yes. Now, if you don't mind, I'll sit down. I have another few hours to remain in costume and here in order to comply with the terms of the will. I'm sleepy. I shall, therefore,
That's polite.
It's more probably brandy.
So what do we do? Sit here and listen to him snore?
Napoleon keeps cropping up all the time. Louis, suppose we go downstairs and have a look at his bottles,
Ooh, some staircase down to the cellar.
Yeah, it's very narrow. My shoulders keep rubbing against the wall.
And a dirty wall, too. Hey, look, the cellar's all lit up. Candles on barrels. Hey, and lots of barrels, not to mention kegs and casks and everything.
Hands up!
Yeah, casks and bonds and...
I said hands up.
With 42 caliber revolvers. 42?
You didn't expect me to be armed, did you?
I'm afraid we didn't expect you at all, Miss...
Naturally, you would say that. But this isn't going to work out the way you thought.
I'm afraid I haven't had any thoughts recently.
Look, Mr. Temple, she's running up the stairs.
Yes. Hey, she bolted the door behind her.
Oh, Mr. Temple, that was a very solid type of door leading to the cellar. And the cellar is about 6 miles underneath the ground, and we're locked in.
Oh, don't worry, Louis. We'll be released in time.
In time for what? A funeral?
That girl was beautiful, Louis.
She's on the other side of a locked door, so what good is it doing you, huh?
I can worry.
Oh, this is an occupation for a grown man. Worry about what?
The part she's playing in this entire mask.
Mr. Temple!
Yeah, those were shots.
Did they answer your question?
Hardly. We don't know who shot at whom.
The girl had a revolver.
Yeah, so she had.
Still locked?
Yeah, still locked. Don't bother, Louis. No one will answer. May as well go down again and make ourselves comfortable.
Yeah. For how long? 20 years?
Oh, don't be silly, Louis.
You got an optimistic thought?
We'd never last 20 years down here.
You know something, Mr. Templer?
Hmm?
I'm beginning to feel aged in the wood.
You better restrain yourself. We've only been down here half an hour, perhaps.
Hey, the Marines have landed.
Let's get another bottle.
Definitely an amphibious operation.
Good for the Mr. Templer. Tripping, huh?
Well, not exactly.
Ah, very naughty of you. Don't mind admitting that's why I'm here myself. Need another bottle of brandy. Don't know what happened to that one upstairs. It's all empty. Must have evaporated, huh?
Oh, perhaps those shots frightened it out of the bottle.
Oh, you had them, too.
Yeah.
I had them myself, you know. Matter of fact, I'm violating no confidence when I tell you those shots are fired at me.
Whoever shot at you couldn't have had very good aim.
Fortunately for me, no. Carl, dear cousin Carl. Happens to be, and I permit myself to be vulgar, a lousy marksman. Or should I say markswoman?
Carla being blonde and beautiful.
Oh, you've married her. She's next in line to Samuel Hawthorne's pretty little fortune, you know. If I should happen to be disqualified or dead.
Well, you have your bottle. Suppose we go upstairs,
An idea. About the staircase, plaster walls. Comes off from one's shoulders, eh? Can I rub it off, either? Back in the parlor. Mr. Temple, you have a reputation for these things. Who cut Mr. Gray's throat?
A murderer.
Oh, very pretty, Whitson. But why?
It was Mr. Gray's task to see to it that the provisions of the will were observed. His death, therefore, must have had something to do with that. You're a bachelor?
Indeed I am.
Was he?
No, a pretty little wife. Oh, she'll be desolate. As a matter of fact, really thinking about her grief makes me desolate. Therefore, touching this bottle, and I hope you won't think me too terribly selfish, I shall toddle off to Betty by a dusty bed, perhaps, but it's almost morning. Hey, good night, gentlemen.
Him, I am very glad to see go. But how about us?
Now we go for the police, Louis, if your cab will start. However, Carla...
Oh, let's not look for her, huh, Mr. Temple? A girl with all those calibers don't appeal to me.
Oh, you're being narrow-minded, Louis. After all those shots, how many calibers can she have left?
wet out, it's cold, it's dark, but do I mind? No. Out here, at least, no ghosts. No corpses, neither.
Louis.
What?
Look.
Oh, the other cab.
Let's have a look, Louis.
Right. Oh, I didn't like that. Should I take a look, too?
You might as well.
Okay. I'll take... Wow, wow, wow. It's the frightened cab driver, Mr. Temple.
Yes, except that nothing will frighten him anymore.
Mr. Temple, this here's not a healthy neighborhood for throats. His has been cut, too.
Yes, yeah, same technique as used on Gray. Louis, we've got to get back to the house.
You don't like our throats the way they are?
Come along, Louis. It's no time to go to Glenville.
There's lots of time.
In which a murderer may kill again.
Oh, let's change a few subjects, huh?
Very well. Yeah, I've got three questions, Louis. Why did the cab driver, whose body we've just seen, lie to us? Why did Carla think she was in danger from us? And can a bachelor be divorced?
The answer to the last one, I know he can't.
Right. Therefore, we know who the murderer is, don't we?
Hey, that dog.
We know about him, too, don't we?
What do we know about him?
You remember I mentioned the long brown hairs clinging to Gray's clothes?
Yeah.
Now, those hairs must have come from the dog we saw. The dog, therefore, belonged to Gray.
Uh-huh. Hey, Mr. Templer, down the hall in that alcove?
Yeah, if I move quickly.
No! Let go of me!
Hello, Carla. Going to run away?
No, but I won't let go of the gun.
Yes, you will. It's much too heavy for you.
There.
Ow! Now, just come along with us.
All right. If you don't try anything.
I won't, except for catching a killer.
A killer? But what...
We want the dining room.
Well, everybody back so soon?
Nearly everyone, Mr. Hawthorne.
Oh, I'm glad you got Carla's gun, Mr. Templer. She might not miss me again.
We don't know that it was she who shot at you, do we, Carla?
It
would be easy to discover if this gun has been fired recently.
Well, maybe I did shoot at him, but I...
There's something else that should come first. Charles Gray was murdered in this house earlier tonight. Why? Both you, Mr. Hawthorne, and Carla covered a fortune. That's why you're both here.
Yeah, Mr. Temple.
Louis, all Mr. Hawthorne had to do was spend the night here in appropriate costume and also refrain from appearing in a divorce case. A bachelor can appear in a divorce case, can't he, Mr. Hawthorne?
You found the papers for the divorce suit on Gray. Amy Mee is correspondent, eh? He was always so touchy about his wife.
I didn't find them. Doesn't matter, however. I knew they or something like them had to exist. On the other hand, if Horton, the ghost butler we found serving dinner earlier this evening, is really insane...
You're trying to pin the murder on him?
He left the house in time to have committed it.
Yeah. There's usually a motive, you know.
Mr. Hawthorne, which murder are you talking about?
Gray's murder, naturally.
No, because Horton wouldn't have had to leave the house to kill him. Gray was murdered in this room. But you accepted my statement about having to leave the house to murder. We're both talking about the cab driver's murder, aren't we?
What cab driver?
The one who brought Gray here, the one who saw Gray murdered, the one who fled and then thought things over and decided to return for a little exercise in blackmail.
Yeah, Mr. Temple, you said he lied to us, but what about?
You remember, Louis, he told us he'd looked into the dining room through the front window and had seen the ghosts at dinner? Do you also remember, however, that when we got to the house...
Yeah, we looked in the front window, too.
Yes.
Yeah, and all we could see through it was the chandeliers and the ceiling. I said so myself. The cabbie lied.
And died for it.
Look, I haven't been outside the house all evening.
You must have been. You claimed you were in the cellar when we first met.
Yes.
That's why you didn't hear Carla scream. But the cellar stairway is narrow. It's impossible to avoid getting plaster on your shoulders. Plaster that can't be rubbed off. And yet when we first met... I remarked that your clothes were spotless.
They should have been wet.
Nonsense. You'd had time to change from your ordinary clothes. You didn't think of rubbing plaster on the costume, however. Too bad. You might then have applied to the scarlet of murder a coat of whitewash.
I was hiding in the cellar because James had threatened me. You see, I knew Mr. Gray was going to sue his wife for a divorce and name James.
And if he did, you would inherit all the Hawthorne money.
Yes. I was terrified that he would kill me.
I see. Tell me about Horton, Carla.
Poor Horton has been hired every year for the occasion. He's very, very old. Now tell me about you, Simon.
Well, I...
Mr. Templer, I don't mean to interrupt you and Miss Carla, but it's...
Louis,
yeah?
You don't have the ghost of a chance.
You have been listening to another transcribed adventure of The Saint, the Robin Hood of modern crime. Now here is our star.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Vincent Price inviting you to join us again next week at the same time for another exciting adventure of The Saint. Good night.
This script of The Saint was written by Louis Vittes. In the cast, you heard Adrian Martin as Carla and Edmund MacDonald as James. Tudor Owen was the butler. Fred Shields, the cab driver. Louis is played by Larry Dodkin. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris, is a James L. Safier production and is directed by Helen Mack. Vincent Price is soon to be seen co-starring in RKO's production of His Kind of Woman. Your announcer, Don Stanley. Three chimes mean good times on NBC. Whether it's comedy, music, or drama you're after, you'll find it on the big show today. And today also means a one-hour adaptation of F. Scott Fitzgerald's exciting novel, This Side of Paradise, presented by Theatre Guild on the Air and starring Richard Widmark and Nina Foch. April is Cancer Control Month. Guard your family against cancer by joining the 1951 Cancer Crusade. Mail your generous contribution to cancer, care of your local post office. Hear the cast of Green Pastures today on NBC.
The Ghosts Who Came to Dinner from April 8, 1951. Although from the spring, I think you'll agree that has a nice Halloween feel. Of course, Vincent Price went on to star in dozens of horror films, both terrifying ones, as well as campy fun offerings like The Comedy of Terrors and Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine. Silly but successful enough to spawn a sequel, Dr. Goldfoot and the Girl Bombs. Well, my trivia this time is about Vincent Price's personal life. While many just assume that he was English or at least from New England, that's not the case. He was actually born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri. His father was the owner of the National Candy Company, but the family fortune came from Vincent's paternal grandfather, also named Vincent. He was a pharmacist who invented a major baking ingredient. I'll identify it, then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
MusicRewind.com sprinkles Stardust by Artie Shaw on this essential 3-CD collection of 72 unforgettable instrumental hits. Enjoy the original recordings from legendary musicians such as Montavani, Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, Les Baxter, Percy Faith, Paul Weston, Guy Lombardo, Freddie Martin, Les Paul, and many more. Buy unforgettable instrumental hits now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Enter or mention promo code BONUS77 to pay only $19.98 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Experience the romance of some enchanted evening and dance the night away to the Blue Tango at MusicRewind.com. Or call 855-798-5556. Get unforgettable instrumental hits today. And remember promo code BONUS77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com. Or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code BONUS77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 seconds of service.
A hike for health. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
In Raleigh, North Carolina, the Irreverent Warriors Hike is a present-day cause that aims to diminish the rates of veteran suicide.
Ryan Domag Hernandez, the hike's fundraiser lead, said, "When we were in the military, hikes used to suck. So we do them now to have fun. We make sure everybody gets together. These events can have 20 people or we can have 300. We have 62 national hikes. We just want to make sure that every veteran knows he's not alone and definitely prevent veteran suicide." Organizers say the hike's not for civilians, just veterans. Those participants and more got involved with the hikes nationwide to help veterans successfully navigate step by step along life's road.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was. Before the break, we were talking about the Price family fortune. Actor Vincent Price's father was the president of the St. Louis-based National Candy Company. But the family fortune came from his father's father. Also named Vincent Price, he was a New York-based pharmacist. He invented the first cream of tartar-based baking powder. I'm Greg Bell, and we are all done, but please remember to visit our website. It's winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.